This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3361 for Monday, the 21st of June 2021. Today's show is entitled HPR 2020, 2021 New Year's Eve, Show Episode 6. It is hosted by Hunky Magoo and is about 212 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, the HPR community stops by for a chat.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Yeah, but what actually, there was a question asked, and it was, are you going to take the vaccine?
Yes, I am.
If there aren't people who need it more than me, then I'll happily take it. And but I don't know if it will stop the spread. It will just stop the symptoms.
In the UK, they're doing the old people first and care workers.
First responders first, yes.
In the Netherlands, they figured out that it's very hard to bring the vaccine to the old people and the old people to the vaccine. So what if you bring the carers to the vaccine so that it will stop spreading to the old people?
Well, have fun identifying the carriers. In my county, I have not even been tested, even though we have a very high percentage of positive people. I would have to call the county health department and make an appointment for a test.
I think that's what I did when I got tested. I didn't have corona. Tested negative. Was very quick, I have to say. You just went in, and it was a line with partially people standing, partially people on bikes, mostly cars. Mm-hmm. It was mostly cars, but the line did actually have other modes of transportation. So just went in, you walked in or drove in or whatever, and you waited for the person in front of you to stop dilly-dallying and talking about how they did it before and they know so much. And just then they stick a rod up your nose, then they take it out without you noticing, and you go on with your day, happy that you could breathe again because you can't with the mask on. I can't breathe with the mask on.
Here's the bad news, though. There's going to be a COVID-21. Oh, no.
Variants of COVID? There are so many variants of COVID.
Viruses mutate. That's the way it works.
Apparently, back when Italy was hit, remember? That was back when then Italy was hit very bad. And that apparently, I read in a magazine, a scientific magazine, that it was hit three times at the same time. So it got hit twice, three times. That's something to think about. Like, are there any people from Italy here? Any people who've been to Italy? I've never been to Italy.
Anybody worried about more dangerous things than...
Well, we still have the Minsks, I think you call them. Those things you make coats of. Your creatures.
Minsk thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and they made the Cluster 5 virus, which was less susceptible. And the person who I was talking about earlier, that comedian who does news stuff, he said, I told you so. Because he told us so the week before. He said, if you don't stop now, there's gonna be a virus which is less susceptible. And lo and behold, there was a virus which was less susceptible.
All right, kind of off topic. People yelling Jumanji. So I've only seen the original Jumanji movie, and nothing in that movie had anything where people had to yell Jumanji, at least not that I can remember. So what's the significance of yelling Jumanji?
What's Jumanji?
It's a movie about a game.
Actually, there are three movies about a game.
Yes, there's the two newer
there's
ones.
There's the original movie, wait, there's a remake of it, and then there's a sequel to the remake.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, Jumanji is... Jumanji is a great film.
I've only seen the original.
Have you not seen Jumanji? Seriously, Moss?
I have seen the original and the remake. I did not consider it a great film. I did not consider it anything other than a vehicle for the stars to make some money.
Never saw the third.
What's the movie about? Like, I haven't seen a lot of movies. I've only just watched Star Wars, not even the Disney ones. Right. I just watched.
And there is another movie about a game. It was a space game, though, and that was equally stupid, but a little bit better.
I've seen that as well.
What was that called?
But yeah, the house goes in space. That one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Games are good though.
Yeah.
Well, remember, I did not grow up with games. I mean, if we had games, we had board games.
Just watch the first Jumanji, don't watch the second or the third first, because that's a different story. That will ruin it. You need to watch the very first one from 1995, I believe, without looking it up.
1995, that's almost...
And the main actor is not around anymore.
Which thing did you learn from Jumanji that you used in your life?
I don't know. I've only heard about Jumanji right now.
I was just asking what the significance. Only today did I hear about the going outside and yelling Jumanji at.
Yeah,
at
I didn't get it either, and I see okay. The same movie my wife has.
Because my wife
so I
the
must
same
not
thing.
Paid attention.
Yeah. And I don't.
Just trying to tell you something, Moss.
Do you know? I had a birthday at. This year, because everyone has a birthday every year.
Or you're not alive anymore.
If you're dead, you still have a birthday every 4 years.
If you're dead, you still have a birthday.
You're probably not celebrating it.
Yes, you celebrate the death day if you're celebrating anything.
Is your conscience uploaded to a computer?
I wish it would do that now. Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Didn't some mathematician show that we it's more likely than not that we are living in a... point is, what would be the consequences, or, like, why would we care?
But the... Yeah, and it's just getting me paranoid, and I don't like being paranoid, and it's also assuming stuff.
They're already working on Jumanji 3, by the way.
Oh, no. Same cast as the remakes?
Yes, Dwayne Johnson has confirmed it.
I've only heard about this movie in the last few seconds, and they're apparently already.
Well, the original movie is 1995.
Okay, that's kind.
Then there's
like...
Jumanji: Welcome to the Jungle 2017, which is a reboot.
Okay.
And then there's Jumanji: The Next Level 2019, and now they're working on the third one.
So what was the what's the not the gimmick, but what's the cause of the problem within the film? Is it that you invoke something or you believe in a thing?
You start playing the game and you're thrown into the world.
I might have heard about this before, but that was like something else complete. That was like I just ignored the title.
You have to all come together after succeeding at the game and yell Jumanji to be brought back into the real world.
Also, the game is a ball game.
People are trying to scream their way out of this phony world that they're in. Yeah.
So
that would make sense. But the original
Patrick, you know what a ball game is, yeah? Ball game.
Board game, yeah, we've got tons of them and a whole thing full, which
yeah, old games exactly. They update in the other movies something else, but I'm not going to say much more with that.
So basically, a whole lot of people get transported into a board game. Seen episodes of that kind of stuff before? Yes, I understand.
So if you shout Jumanji, then you hope what COVID is finished, or just
you hope that you get teleported back into the real world.
So that basically assumes you don't believe that that basically means you don't believe you're in the real world.
Right.
Is that like taking the blue pill?
It's a family movie. They get sucked in. They have to. I don't want to say too much. I could ruin it. But they have.
The whole problem with the Matrix.
And the animals.
The whole
come
problem
out
with the Matrix is the reality is so ugly. Yeah. I would want to be in the fantasy if the reality was like Matrix.
Yeah, the thing is, if you make your reality suck,
the original is very good.
If you make your reality suck, and you make it so it sucks for the person inside, you can have a good laugh at their expense, and it seems more real for the person inside them because they would think, "Oh, why didn't you make your reality all nice and stuff?" Well, you're just sitting there laughing at them because they are in a stupid thing, and they're stupid that they can't figure it out that they're fake.
Okay, the other movie that was like Jumanji but in space was called Zathura.
That's right.
Yeah, I saw. I think it's that one I saw. The house gets sucked into space and all that. I think it's that one.
That sounds a bit like that one where there's a tornado and they end up in that weird place and then.
No,
they
that's the Wizard of Oz.
Cobblestone. Yeah, the Wizard of Oz. Odd Oz.
Yeah, but the original.
I started watching Wizards of the Oz, a newer one, the other day. It was on TV, and I was like, oh, I watched this now, actually. And that was alright.
Do you know, the only thing I ever had was when I was smaller and I was reading. This book series, a Geronimo Stilton thing. I read the entire library, but eventually I came across a book about the Wizards of Oz, so I read it. And that's the only thing how I know about the Wizards of Oz, or the wizard. There were multiple witches, not wizards.
Hey everyone, this is Claudio N. Just jumped on to wish you all a very happy new year from UTC-5.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy new year too.
Yeah, well, in the original Oz, the wizard was actually a fraud.
Was a fraud in the book which I read.
Yeah,
he was still
there
a fraud.
Was actually a movie made black and white with no sound that was a lot closer to the original book, but it was also a lot stupider than the movie that got popular.
Yeah,
he was a very good man. He was just a very bad wizard.
Yes, indeed. In the book I read. He had good intentions, yet he sucked at everything he did, so he had to do weird stuff like having people to wear glasses all the time, or something else. The Wizard of Oz is already weird, so if you make it less weird, like, why would you follow Cobblestone or Yellowstone or something? It will Yellow Brick Road. I just remember Follow the Cobblestone Road, but that's the Minecraft version.
I always had my adult version of that, Swallow the Yellow Dick Load.
but now
you'll be singing that in your mind all night, right?
I wasn't, but now that you said that, yeah, I will.
I'm lucky that the night isn't going to be very long. It's nearly over.
It'll be in your dreams.
I didn't even know it's a song. It's nearly 7 already, and the sun hasn't even shown up yet.
Well, tell it to get to work, damn it.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I don't have his number, so I can't phone him.
He's not on Facebook?
Doesn't reply to is Facebook even a thing now? I don't know. I'm that disconnected from.
I am disconnected. My wife is still on it. I made sure that she got the plugin for Firefox that pretty much relates her. What? My brain isn't working. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think I think I basically I wrote a lecture to that one teacher who tried to force us to use Zoom that one time, basically explaining the how evil Facebook was, and also that one website she tried to force us to use. So I think that's when it kind of was died, because I was figuring out that people were using Facebook, so then it died. When I figure stuff out about social media, then it usually dies.
No, Facebook is quite popular, so I use it, as do many other people.
Well, I heard it died. Must be wrong.
I heard it's just used by boomers.
That's what they
heard. It is not dead. It is still the number one website on the internet, damn it.
Used
by boomers.
I guess it depends who you, no offense, who you care about. What you're trying to do and who you're trying to talk to. And
I literally have family members who would not talk to me except on Facebook. And I finally had to decide that it wasn't worth it. If they weren't going to talk to me before Facebook, I don't need to talk to them on Facebook. Yeah.
Indeed. I'm terribly bad at checking email or WhatsApp or stuff. I usually like to or phone them if it's not possible, or just talk about them into their face, because it's easier that way. I forget to check my email and WhatsApp, so I once on purpose didn't check my WhatsApp for a few months. I had about 1,000 or so messages.
I don't use WhatsApp, although there's a group I should kind of use it for that, and then it's like,
WhatsApp isn't that great. It's only because other people use it that I use it, because you need to have it in school.
It's also proprietary.
I've got Telegram, Discord, and Mastodon, and that's about
it. Telegram, and it's like, no one uses Telegram.
I use Telegram. I use Mastodon. I use Discord.
Well, you
that's
mean,
about
yeah,
it.
Beyond
I Discord, use MeWe for my social.
I use email. I use WhatsApp.
If that's you are
Linux people, who uses Telegram? Today? Probably no one.
I use Telegram, Telegram, Signal, you know, Gypsy. But once you've got
you're
the...
Linux as well, aren't you? So
that's true.
Yeah, I have to use Zoom, because that's all the places I can do concerts are on Zoom. And I've got one on the 9th that I need to do. Need to get ready for it, too. I don't practice enough.
Yeah, if I have to use Zoom, if I want to be...
What kind of concerts do you do?
I am a Filker. I think we discussed that early on. The Filk is the music of the fantasy and science fiction community.
Tell us a bit more about singing science fiction. I like the idea.
Well, actually... Filk has a very large page at Wikipedia. We have a number of sites around.
I know how to use Wikipedia.
In many cases, the songs are fully original, but in other cases, it's the old American folk tradition where if a tune sits around long enough, you steal it. So some of them are parodies. Some of them are only parodies in the fact that we stole the tune.
Could you name the place again? Can you reference or add it to the show notes, or just tell me so I can look it up now?
Wikipedia has a good page on Filk. Let me see here.
How am I spelling Filk?
F-I-L-K. It was originally a typo, since the I is right next to the O on the standard English keyboard.
Filk music is a musical culture, genre, and community tied to science fiction, fantasy, and horror fandom, and is a type of fan labor. The genre has been active since the early 1950s and had played primarily since the mid-1970s.
Actually, the late 1940s, but they don't have to know everything.
it's Wikipedia, you know?
Yeah.
Wikipedia is now allowed in schools.
That's great.
That needs discussion.
Yeah.
It's like the teacher said, hey, it's fine. This isn't that important. It's so you can use Wikipedia. I don't care. I just want to get it over with. I hate you kids. He didn't say I hate you kids. but probably meant it.
I
might not
play some if you want.
Get in the van.
If you want to play some, you can play some.
Let's see. There's also a subgenre called wizard rock that has to do mostly with Harry Potter stuff.
Rock.
On singing, I did hear that with dementia patients, because the singing part of your brain is different place to the talking part, that you can you remember songs for a lot longer. So if you make a song to sing you through the things that you need to remember in your day, then you can start singing that in the morning and get stuff done, you know?
Medication. That's true. I heard that too. And also, like, if you can learn to play the guitar if you can't remember a few seconds ago, you can still learn how to play the guitar.
Well, so it's only been a few months since I lost my teeth, so I will sound a little funny, but nonetheless. Well, this one is actually more of a social song, but it is Filk. The guy who wrote it is in the Filk Hall of Fame, which is housed in Toronto, Ontario.
The Filk Hall of Fame?
Yes. There are actually two award-giving groups. The Ohio Valley Filk Festival gives the Pegasus Awards for the music, and then the Filk Ontario gives the Filk Hall of Fame Awards for the performers or writers.
But is it like an actual place?
I do not know. I haven't been to Toronto. Huh. This is not my best guitar. It's hard to keep in tune. About 60 years ago, on a classic TV show that started on a cool October night, there was me and Ralph, I guess, Ed and Trixie and the rest, the Bickersons all boxed in black and white. Now I'm up here on the moon, like some strange Nick Downs cartoon, and some say domestic violence is to blame. But I just ignore the threats, breathe in deep, try to forget that it was only television, and the palace is my name. Save me, save me, I've lost my identity. I am more than some silly cartoon. Help me get back on the path that was meant for me. I am Alice, the first woman on the moon. I need to explain the song. There was a cartoon back in the 50s, and there was a TV show called The Honeymooners. And it was a very tumultuous relationship being shown. And Ralph Cramden, played by Jackie Gleason, would always yell at his wife, "One of these days, Alice, one of these days, I'm going to hit you so hard. To the moon, Alice, to the moon." And then Nick Downs, a few years ago, had a cartoon in the Washington Post that had some astronauts on the moon finding a skeleton in a dress. And the one turns to the other and says, "Of course, it's Alice Cramden."
I didn't know about the cartoon. That's fantastic.
And this is a song about that. Anyhow, how I got here, I don't know. How could such a thing be so? But do you ask, how could Bart Simpson still be 10? I hang on to what I see, help to build this colony, turning negatives to positives again. Not used to my tongue not having teeth, sorry. But sometimes I feel alone, so I call Ralph on the phone, and the prison says he's out now on parole. He is on the no-fly list. I tell him that he won't be missed, because I no longer need him or anyone to make me whole. Save me, save me, I've lost my identity. I'm more than some silly cartoon. help me get back on the path that was meant for me. I am Alice, the first woman on the moon. So I go out to the space bar in my jumpsuit late at night, sip a nice pina colada, trying hard not to get tight, when a face that seems familiar smiles across the room at me. Could that be the person I've seen on TV? Then she sits down with a grin. I say, Alice, how've you been? How is Tommy? How are Vera, Mel, and Flo? As we both sip on our drinks, I really don't know what to think. She says, you're not the only Alice here, you know. She says, you got to understand, there's the one from Wonderland and the one from Arlo Guthrie's restaurant. No one's really who they seem. We're all characters in dreams. And I close my eyes and ask her, can I be an astronaut? Save me, I have lost my identity. I am more than some silly cartoon. Help me get back on the path that was meant for me. I am Alice, the first woman on the moon. Silly Alice, you're a star. So that's exactly what you are. And that's how you got to be up here with me. Then she hums a Gershwin tune and says, up here on the moon, there really isn't anything that you can't be. Shall I tell you, Mrs. Meadows, something everybody here knows, that black eye you have was not caused by a fall. And I almost want to tell her that I know I'm in a shelter, and I'm painfully aware that I'm not on the moon at all. Save me, I've lost my identity. I feel like I've been here before. Help me get back on the path that was meant for me. Prepare me to walk out of that door. And Alice doesn't live here anymore.
Beautiful.
Thank you. That was amazing. That's really cool.
That was written by my old friend, Blind Lemon Chiffon. The original tune is from a song called The Girl That's Never Been by Michelle Dockery, which was about Alice in Wonderland.
If you add to that, that's quite a construction. I like the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And it is there some pineapple in pina colada?
Yes.
Doesn't that potentiate the projection of the star into the vehicle, which is a UFO?
Right, exactly.
It's good.
Well, thank you. My friend Blind Lemon Chiffon wrote that, and he is now in the Philk Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Probably my oldest friend in the world. I met him in 81.
So he's that, if you can say, like, oh, one of my friends is in the Hall of Fame of...
You're right.
That's like,
actually, I was the first person to nominate him, so I have a little bit of skin in the game, yeah.
Actually nominating, that's cool.
Thank you, Jay Rulo.
I was thinking of people, you know, there's a shelter, well, not a shelter, where there's a place, I was thinking of, my friend was, who came from Kazakhstan, she came from all over, she had a lot of clothes to get rid of before she fled the country, and she wanted to take them to this, a place, a house in my town where women came in the middle of the night, you know, after they'd fled domestic violence, to pick up clothes, because of course they left, they just left.
Yeah. So anyhow, we sing about anything, including important stuff.
Yeah. Well,
I am not very well known. The big name Filkers know who I am.
but I'm not that well known in the Vilken community at large.
Okay.
That was good.
Well,
I like
who
that.
Knows? Yeah. Yeah.
Did you write that?
Good.
No, that was written by my old friend, Blind Living Chiffon.
Well.
And he lives in Denver, by the way.
Denver.
The one in Colorado.
I've heard about Denver somewhere.
It's the capital of Colorado.
There was a mental health thread within the Hacker Public Radio, wasn't there? Is that one of the subdivisions? I found it quite interesting.
Hmm. See, I don't know HPR that much, except that I am a co-host of Mintcast and Distro Hopper's Digest, and we started out using HPR's rooms by invitation. We've got our own little thing down here, Mintcast. If you scroll down the screen a few steps, we started using our own Mumble, but that's okay. We are very grateful to Hacker Public Radio for letting us use their Mumble room for so many years. I mean, Mintcast started in, golly, I lost my brain again. We've done 351 episodes now. They tend to happen every other week, but that's not set in stone. Actually, what we've been doing lately is having really long episodes and splitting them into two episodes and releasing half each week.
That's a way to do stuff.
We've got up to seven people. We don't always all show up. It makes for a long show with seven people talking.
That makes sense. You should actually just split it up. Until recently, I have not actually been doing anything with Hacker Public Radio. My father did it, and so every new year we went and said hi. That was about it. Then I wanted to get into D&D, and I was listening to Klaatu's tabletop gaming, which was actually like really prompted me to learn more about D&D and read Wikipedia and that kind of stuff about D&D. And then I really got into D&D when I got the rule books and stuff. Yeah. Have you seen those things? They are amazing. Which were also recommended by Klaatu. And then of course it was Halloween, and I was wondering what kind of undead I wanted my character in the D&D thing to become if I were so to have the chance. And that kind of, I plan ahead very far.
Did you do the episode about wraiths? Not wraiths, what do you call them? Liches and vampires.
Liches and vampires. I did that on Halloween.
But that was your episode, was it?
That was mine.
Mm.
I made that myself. And my dad edited it and did all the stuff which I didn't understand. But I did do the research, which wasn't very hard because I was interested in it already. And I basically planned it all out, which wasn't very hard. And I basically just sat there talking about stuff I like to talk about.
Is it Dad Ken?
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend Tony Hughes is also a regular HPR host. And he's also on the Mintcast team and was who I founded Distro Hopper's Digest with. So,
if you like D&D manuals, wait till you get hold of those semiconductor data sheets.
What do you mean?
It's me, really. I used to love those D&D books and the magazines for gaming, like White Dwarf and things. And you'd get into all those sort of data structures, what do you call it? A digest of a human being, you know, or a character and which characteristics they have. But data really sheets cool. To semiconductors, like if you're into tech, how a transistor works or how a microcontroller works, you know, all of
we
the
have
information
kind of
on those data sheets.
We have that kind of stuff in school now. Like, not very, very in variation or something, but it's like, but like, oh, this is the short summary of how this works, this short summary of how that works. We have that at physics, I think.
So what do you think draws your attention to the D&D gaming? Is it the way that the data set out? Do you think your mind recognizes something there, or is it the, what is it?
That's a very good question. What is it which I like about D&D? Well, oh, that's tough. There's so much to like. What's not to like? Well, it's definitely unique. I've always been looking for the game. And I thought I'd found it when I found Minecraft. I didn't. I just found some aspects of the game. And then I found D&D, and then I found the missing aspects of the game. And then I was like, those are the two greatest games that have ever existed.
Does it get closer to reality, or is it a certain thing that happens in your mind when you're in that space?
Well, when you're playing D&D, it's very much I have trouble sometimes communicating who I am, because you play as the character, but you're not the character yourself. So you sometimes have to say who you are to basically explain and stuff.
Yeah, there was one game I was in a long time ago that I was playing a half-elf, and there was another guy that was a dwarf, and I was playing the role. I was at the other guy's throat all the time for being a dirty little dwarf, you know, this and that. And the guy kept complaining to the DM that I hated him. I'm going, and he goes, no, he doesn't hate you. He's playing his role. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. Yeah.
Indeed. That's funny. Like, when I first played it, and that was 3.5, I didn't understand the versions at all, so I was confused. Right. On my birthday, and I did it with some of my best friends, which I thought would like D&D. And one of the guys didn't tell us about the incoming dangerous creature, so there wasn't any problem. But I had this kind of, we didn't do the alignments yet, or it wasn't very clear, but because alignments are tough. But I basically was, you could call it neutral or chaotic evil, like the light, like neutral evil light kind of thing. I was a bit evilish, so I was like, why didn't you tell us? And I was being in character. He's one of my best friends, so I wasn't attacking him. I was just like, why didn't you tell us, and that kind of stuff. And yeah. And then later, when I had information, I was like, and I decided to tell it to the entire group, unlike some people. So that was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A good DM can make the difference in whether you like it or not, too.
Yeah.
We had one game that I really loved, that we were standard AD&D 3.5 on a planet. We were just regular old gunsh jocks and wizards and whatnot, but it happened to be, we found out later, it turned out to be the planet that the Enterprise D crashed on, and it was being invaded by the Dominion at the time.
Wow.
It got really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some wizard had found the Enterprise D and used magic to power up parts of the ship, and like, we actually got to do some training on a holodeck.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun right there.
It's funny thinking of, like, when I try and wire up some things, I'm trying to figure out how thick the wire has to be so that my battery doesn't catch fire, you know. It takes so much longer in the real world.
Yeah, I must admit that the first session I think we did that DM, that he basically went around the whole area, and he anytime someone wanted to start start people to get people in, wanted to get into Dungeons & Dragons, they would basically go to that guy, hire that guy, and then he would do their first adventure, and yeah.
I would like to interrupt, and it is coming up on another hour change.
Oh,
so
yes.
If we have anyone in Winnipeg, Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Louis, New Orleans, Memphis, anything like that, you're coming up on the new year. Are you ready? Is anyone here?
I figured of something else.
I guess we don't have any central time zone people.
Well, Joe's in the time zone, but I don't think he's here at the moment.
Oh, yeah, Joe is. It's true. Poor guy is stranded in Texas. But then so is Leo. He's also on the Mintcast team.
Yeah.
Do you know, I figured out where I remember all these American city names from. I have read that Percy Jackson thing. It's about like, yeah.
Yep.
There's one thing that doesn't make sense, which annoys me quite a bit. He says that demigods have been fighting in the American Civil War, but it was pretty known at the time that the Americans weren't doing a great job at fighting a war at that point. They hadn't learned the gist of it. Like, later on, they were great. They have one of the best military now, but back then, compared to some Europeans,
musket was not very, very accurate. You know, you had to use black powder. You had to stuff it in properly. Mm-hmm. You had to tamp the ball down. If you didn't get it, it was totally off. Yeah, really.
Like I heard, I don't know if this is true. I think the sources are correct, but basically the guys from like the guys who were trying to unite Germany, or who had done that, I don't know, but those guys, they basically had a look at how good they were fighting in the Civil War, and they were unimpressed.
Mm.
So
I think you mean the Prussians?
Yes, the Prussians. The Prussians were having a look at how good they were at fighting, and they were unimpressed. So the Prussians were some of the best, so they knew good from not good. So I think that the only explanation I can give to that in as canon would be if it was like an offshoot. Like, it would be, I would say, the English who were maybe had like Roman demigods, because England had a giant empire back then. Like, any island in the middle of nowhere, it was from England. You could bet that it was from England.
Well, they had a lousy supply chain, or we wouldn't have won the Revolutionary War.
That's true. Like, every time you would think you would get used to being having the same strategy. Also, they had I must say, they had one general who just, they could have won, but they didn't. There's a lot of times in a lot of wars where they could have won, but some general is just not doing his job correctly.
Well, actually, England was always into the do it honorably or don't do it at all thing.
Yeah.
And, but they had honor frequently gets in the way of winning a battle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for your average foot soldier, none of that is terribly relevant. You know what? The order comes, doesn't it? And you just sent over there, right, over the top there to go and hack each other to pieces.
Yeah. And, they had a plan which could have actually just derailed the entire war and made the English actually win, because it wouldn't, it would bring a defeat for the 13 colonies, which would stop Spain and France helping out the 13 colonies, which would lead to the defeat of the 13 colonies, which was basically splitting the 13 colonies in the middle. And but it needed two generals to do it with two armies, but one of the generals saw personal fame instead of actually winning the war. So he went off and did something else, which failed.
Mm-hmm.
And then he promptly got fired.
It, as much as that, in the situation you're describing, as much as I would like to just flee the insanity, it's often much more difficult to get out of. How do you get out of that? You know, when you've got enough food, but who's gonna? It's always every day. Who are you? Where have you come from? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. You're talking about like if you were there back then.
Or now, it's the same now, isn't it? If I take off in the middle of the night because I'm being, but I'm not being beaten by my partner. I live by myself, you know. But in terms of talking about nations as though they're a thing, as though they're one person, you know, the history that gets written down.
That's unrealistic.
It is. So I wonder.
It does make for funny stuff. It does. If you look as nations as being like kind of a hive mind, because nations do have a kind of they have a personality. It's basically the personality of the collective of the entire of all the people who live in the nation. That's the personality of the nation.
I think so, if you're in your village, and you know, I'm not Irish, but listening to Blind Boy talking about Ireland and you know, the IRA and so on, and the British government, and the fact that that's just criminals who have been thrown into the army and sent to Ireland to make sure that you know, the food keeps coming out of there. It's not, when you say it's a nation doing a thing, or they're being honourable or whatever, it's just not the truth on the ground, is it? The point of power.
The truth
and
on
point
the
point
ground
is
that
is you, who's going to come to you and start roughing you up if you don't do what you were doing yesterday?
Yeah,
you carry on doing the same thing because I feel okay. If my reality, or if I have to do something which makes me uncomfortable in the day, what power do I have over you? You know, whether I believe.
Happy New
believe
Year, Central Time Zone.
Happy New Year,
Joe.
Is
New
the
year.
Sun up? No, the sun's not up.
All right. Well, I am going to go now. I think I should spend a little more time with my wife, as we've already noted.
Yeah.
I have one.
Lovely.
Well, good night. Good
Thank
song.
You for listening. I could play for hours. I really could. I'm really bad at that. But.
So, good song and Moss. Have a good night.
Good meeting you. I hope to talk to you again sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully before next year.
Well, maybe and maybe not. Come spend some time with us at Mintcast. We have live podcast every other Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time, whatever time that is where you are.
I do need Probably. Podcasts.
What's that?
I do need podcast material because I'm able to listen at work, so I'll check it out.
Okay. Well, live on YouTube, although we do not have video. And we do have a number of
people. I can join.
Right.
Yet, it's probably super late for me. The only reason I'm here right now is because I decided to stay up the entire night.
Well, if the sun would manage to bother to come up, you'd have done it.
No, I will be done when I go to sleep, which is in the evening. That's when I'm done.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, I've done this before. I know the tricks. I know when it's really over.
Yeah, I used to be young too.
I really feel old. I feel really, really old.
Well, that's backwards for me because I still feel like I'm in my mid-30s, maybe late-30s, but my body keeps telling me otherwise.
Yeah. I like compared to all the people I know.
Thank you,
all the kids, I feel really old. I'm not in touch with technology. I'm the most serious of all of them. Well, maybe one of the most serious of all of them. It's really, really weird.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna take off for now.
Okay, bye.
It's been fun.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. What were we talking about again? I was ranting on about something. Oh, yeah. Something with Ireland. Yeah, nations. Wasn't that what we were talking about?
We don't need to talk about nations. There are many more interesting things. Well, isn't nations interesting, but it's kind of an illusion, isn't it? I don't think I'd be happy if I was considering nation all day.
Like, back during the famine, you weren't thinking, you were probably just thinking, oh, I really don't want to starve to death again, and I really don't want to die of all these sicknesses again because of the dang Anglo-Saxons again. Mary did.
What's that, KDG?
So the topic again is going to be history of some sort.
We could talk famine now.
Yeah,
food shortages soon, maybe in 10 years, if crops start to fail, you know, if the energy in the storms continues to rise and the breadbasket dries out.
Yeah, if US is apparently like the biggest food exporter, and second biggest is the Netherlands, and then you compare the two, and then you're really surprised that the second biggest is the Netherlands. If you like, but you can see it if you go in one of the trains, you go and then you have these rows and rows and rows of just greenhouses for as far as I can see, which is not very far because you're basically on sea level already. But as far as the eye can see, you have greenhouses just everywhere.
Right, let's hope it catches on, because there's plenty of space for greenhouses around the world. Just people they tend not to plant things.
Yeah, also we've got a lot of windmills, and I was in Ireland. Like, I don't get why the people in Ireland don't want windmills. I saw a beautiful scenery, and I was like, this would be perfect. If there were some windmills, it would have looked like a giant had planted, which it really fits well with Ireland, doesn't it?
Do you mean, I guess you mean turbines for electricity? Windmills. Or windmills used to be for like for corn and stuff.
They're like, I've been in one of those windmills there. I don't have corona. I've been tested. But I've been in one of those windmills where they basically pump out the water to make sure that we don't flood.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still wind power, right? You don't need a
it's still
turbine.
Wind power, but I mean, it takes a lot of manpower to just move the dang thing, because it's basically a house with a roof on top which can rotate, and there's stuff inside. It's like a cramped house because all the rest of the house is wooden gears, and you physically have to move the roof. You have to turn a wheel or something, and you have to make sure you don't get hit by the going round thing, because then you would be dead.
Is that historical? Is that sort of a museum piece, or does it still keep the water out?
It's definitely a museum piece, because now we've got we did have steam stuff, now we have electric stuff, now we have like the Offslaught dike, which is a giant dike, and it isn't our most advanced one. No, that's in the Zealand. It's like New Zealand, but then without the new, it's the old one. It has a giant thing which basically cuts off the sea, but it can it's open usually, except when the storm hits.
Do you get electricity from that? Are they using wave power
No,
there?
I don't think so. It's because when they made the Offslaught dike, it's literally named Slaught, means close. It's Slaughter basically means closing something in a different way than so it shut off the salt supply, So the sea turned into a lake. Now we have a lake instead of a sea. And yeah, that wasn't very great. There's a where I go to school, it used to be like supermassive. Oh, look at us. We're a fishing village. We love fishing. And we have this whole trade network, and it's stuff. But that doesn't happen anymore because two reasons. We have now another province in the way, and we have a giant big piece of dirt in the way. So they decided they didn't want that in Zealand yet. They didn't want to flood like they did the last time, which killed a whole bunch of people, and people didn't like it because you could see it on the telly.
There's problems with the salt water coming into the agricultural land, isn't there, in some places? I don't know if that's the case in the Netherlands.
I don't know. I don't think so. They basically, over there, they just wanted to fish. They still wanted fish, and they still... And it's very good for the ecosystems, because, yeah... But I don't think that problem with the salt water is as much, because we're basically the outlet of all the rivers of the entirety of Europe, of France, of Germany, of those countries, basically, and all the stuff, but they surround us, so...
You've got plenty of fresh water. They've drawn out the fresh water so much from the ground, you know, they pumped it all out, that then the water comes in from the sea and it ruins
that's not true. Not for Netherlands, for other places maybe, but it's not here. I think we even have tap water, which comes from the ground where we're like right there. Of course, it's filtered and it's nice and fresh and stuff, but it's from the ground right here. So I don't think that's a problem. We're actually facing a problem where the rivers might be the ones overflowing because we haven't given them enough space. They need the space. So we kind of have to choose, what do we like more, this town or those farms? And then usually the farms get flooded if it's too serious, because there was basically a dike right next to the winter for to the river for in the summer, and then in the winter the river's bigger, so you have another dike further away, which was also bigger and stronger. So but people, there are quite a lot of people in the Netherlands. It's a small country. It's not very small, but it's kind of smallish, and it's there are 70 million or something. 7 million, I don't know, numbers. There are big numbers of people in the Netherlands, and they all need somewhere to live. So they decided to let's put a town in the place that floods every year, and they decided just to make those summer things bigger. Yeah, no, that had backlash. So now we have to choose what. That's a problem right now.
Yeah, there are many people needing somewhere to live around mm-hmm. the place.
Yeah, that's why we made that entire other piece of land for people to live. Wasn't for farms, it was for people to live, because we had too many people in Amsterdam, so we decided to move them. But back to Zealand, basically they had a flood, had a big flood. It's very known, it was on telly, so people could see it all around the country. This was back in before colored television, so basically they didn't want it, so but they did want to have the sea there because it's Zealand. It's basically called Zealand. It's the land of the sea. The whole thing is that they flood. So they are basically massive gates, and they can close whenever you want them, and they can open again. So yeah, the Netherlands has a lot of stuff. Like, I once went to a place. Sorry if this is too much rambling about the Netherlands and its relationship with water, but it's very interesting.
Always, each time I heard Netherlands, I think about the underworld kind of thing.
It's because it's literally another it's literally like nether means like low. That's why it's
underworld. Yeah,
it's confusing because also there's this thing I watch and they basically have. It's a Minecraft server, so they've taken like the Nether into the overworld, and they called it the Netherlands. And I was so annoyed. I was like, "Don't call it that. Call it something else," because the Netherlands is already taken.
Oh, so it's Minecraft Netherlands is the same written the same way as your country.
Yes, that's that. It's if you translate it to English, that is.
Yeah, never is a prefix. It means nearby or something.
Yeah, it means low. Our country literally means the low countries because we're low.
So you have pigmen and stuff in your country. In Minecraft.
No, we don't. We don't. It would be cool if we did, but we don't. No.
You got your big pigs you were so proud of.
What?
You have your pigs you were so big pigs. You talked about dangerous animal in your country, and you talked about the big pigs.
I don't remember anything about big pigs.
No, the you talked about some animal, but kind of. Turn out dangerous in your country, and you talked about one pig kind of similar animal.
I don't remember. Yeah, but the
pigs have it hard. The pigs struggle. They're pretty badly abused, aren't they? The world over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But release one into the wild, and it's literally the same thing. As one of those wild ones we have on the Veluwe, it's a forest place where people go hiking.
Yeah, you was calling the pig something else.
It's swines or something. I called it something or other.
That you was talking about, but with Mustang is animal a boar. Around.
Yeah, I said a boar. Yeah.
It's the same.
It's like it's a wild boar is basically a wild pig.
Yeah, because and, my aunt has a small what do you call it again? Oh God!
Boar.
Bought a little mini boar. That's kind of.
It's like a little pig pet thing.
Yeah, pet thing.
Yeah, yeah. If
smaller than a cat.
Yeah, there are some of those. You can apparently buy them. They are pets. They are very from what I heard, and this was a nature thing for kids from years ago. Was that it? That some people. Sell piglets as those kind of little pig things, but piglets don't stay small, so then you have a giant massive pig in the house completely eating the furniture and the people and stuff, and then a cute pet turns into a not so very cute pet at all.
Yeah. The moment your pig has eaten your children, then it's not cute anymore.
No, it's not cute anymore. Then it's just bacon time, very deadly bacon.
So I think there's something to be said about when humans grow up there and stop being cute and start killing other species and eating them for breakfast.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. there's definitely going to be... If humans were to ever become were to basically make itself not smart again to survive for some reason, then there would be another animal, and there, if there would be another animal which would rise to the throne of being great and amazing, except the humans failed, but which would try to be great and amazing, it would probably eat humans. If humans were tasty, that is. Could just eat pigs. Maybe they are pigs.
So,
who knows?
Kill humans for fun, then.
Yeah. The thing is with humans, humans aren't supposed to be smart. That's like, humans are supposed to be long-distance runners. That's what we're supposed to be. There are some people who can run for 6 hours straight, apparently, which is insane. I can't even run for a minute without being tired.
We could awake for so long. So some people cannot be awake for so long.
Right. Yes. Point. We could differentiate at this point between bodies and your consciousness. So your body might be able to run for 6 hours, but can you remain conscious for more than a day?
My body can't do that, I don't think, because I have a massive brace which keeps me from breathing correctly. Well, I can breathe, but not as deep as I can usually breathe. So, yeah.
But if you can remain conscious 24/7, that would be an achievement for humankind.
That would be an achievement for humankind. But then you have to ask yourself, what are you doing? Because I can be conscious for 24 hours.
I mean, without collapsing at the end of it. While running.
A whole year.
While running, that's... Wait, I wouldn't be able to be conscious a whole year. That would be impossible.
Yeah, I thought the way you talked, it sounds like you was no sleep. 24/7 all year long.
No. It's well, all year up until this point, which isn't very long because it's only been 7 hours. Like, okay. I'm already a little insane to begin with, so I probably sound like a crazy person right now.
No, I'm always crazy when I join Mumble.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Because I need to be in Mumble mode in my mind to join Mumble.
Yeah.
I think so you to be like you all know before I join Mumble.
You get a pass for speaking a different language as well in my book.
Me?
Anybody. That you can sound like a bit drunk or like you've been awake for too long, but you're even speaking in a different language, so...
I'm terrible at languages. I tried German, it failed. I tried French, it failed. I'm terrible. Like, it didn't even offer me Spanish. I don't know why I didn't
Spanish is similar to French I learned in school.
Yeah. Apparently
similar Fahrenheit. If you can you can...
My grandfather says it's easier to learn, but then again, he usually walks to Spain every year, so...
Yeah.
I mean, literally, he walks to Spain. I don't know why, but he likes to do it. So, yeah.
So it's short distance to Spain, then?
Oh, no, it's quite long distance. He just enjoys it. Enjoys being a pilgrim. I don't even think it's for something with God or something, but basically
some people like to walk. I have a friend that loves to walk. He walked 2 or 4 days
sounds like my
from
grandfather.
One place to the next place.
They might get along.
Yeah. He's in his 40s or maybe close to 50 now.
My grandfather is in 70, I would say. I don't really know. I hardly know the ages of my siblings.
So, are your siblings all on you or young on you?
I have one older and one younger. I'm in the middle. And I'm also the only boy, so, yeah.
So, you're the shit in the middle? If you heard about that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Basically, like, Malcolm in the middle or something, but then, with that, but then, more annoying for me, because I can shoot down their princess castles with my guns of my Lego fortress. See what I mean? Totally unreasonable.
Funny, though.
It's funny. It was funny. In my perspective, it was very funny for me.
Yeah.
I don't think they agreed.
You said that to your sister, Sven, if I understand you.
No, I just, I had a Lego fortress thing, which could shoot actual cannonball things. And they had their own princess castle, which looked amazing to raid. It had gold everywhere. So of course I was going to shoot cannonballs at the towers. Like, you can't expect me to do anything else. That was my logic back then. So, yeah, it made sense. And I accidentally hit one of them in the head, and then everyone got angry at me.
Oh, you hit one of your siblings in the head?
Yeah, the smaller one.
Yeah, the moment you hit the smaller one, it's bad. If you hit the bigger one, it's okay. Fine.
No, it's also... it's usually pretty bad. Either way, it's pretty bad.
No, but someone is smaller than you is always better than hitting someone that's bigger.
I was aiming for the tower. I just have terrible aim. In my defense, I have a medically diagnosed a terrible aim.
So after you shot your sister when they was going to the hospital to get you classified as bad aiming?
No, I luckily I already had that because I've got terrible motoric stuff.
Yeah, so no weapon for you then. Guns and stuff.
Oh. I did get a sword once, and it was from the same grandfather who likes to walk down to Spain. He wanted to give me a sword when I was 4, and he eventually gave it to me when I was 14. It isn't sharp. It's just a shiny sword. It looks cool, but it doesn't do anything. So yeah, but you aren't gonna give it to a 4-year-old. That's. That doesn't. I hope that makes sense.
So, a real sword or kind of toy sword?
A real, not supposed to be actually used in combat sword, so it doesn't have
not
an edge.
Not supposed to kill, but.
Not supposed to even harm a person. It only has a sharp point, but the sword design is made for slash, so it doesn't. It just doesn't work. It's not a weapon. It's just a big pointy metal stick.
It gives you some idea of how that would be, though, when you're handling that kind of a thing.
Yes. And also, it's kind of old, so the copper wire is coming out of the reptilian leather. So it stings when you use it. So I'm not using it. But that would be... I don't think that would be great for a 4-year-old.
I think hopefully all of those days are gone. I know that people still do hack each other up, but...
Yeah, no, those days were long gone. Even when the swords came, that was from 18th, 19th century, I would think. From Czech somewhere, or whatever that place called there, Czechoslovakia was, or something.
Now Czech Republic and Slovakia.
Yeah.
probably no country left that only have sword in their arsenal.
No, they this definitely wasn't supposed to be used as a sword. It was like an officer thing. You had a sword because it looked cool.
And ceremonial.
Yes, it was definitely ceremonial. You just had to have a sword because it looked cool, and you didn't have a sword because it had any defensive purpose at all. It was just cool.
Yeah, I know UK got many of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had them in lots at the time. Pardon me.
Yeah. In the UK, a sword would still have defensive. You know, it's about which other weapons are available to people.
Yeah, that would make sense. No, but this weapon wouldn't be available to people because it's expensive. It has reptilian leather. This isn't something you just get out of a cow. This is something you get out of a reptile. It's expensive.
I think people who were making scabbards out of reptilian leather initially possibly weren't doing... I don't know. It's hard to say whether they were doing it for the look.
It's the grabby bit. It's apparently to... It's, of course, for the look. And it's rougher, so you can hold it better. Apparently, I don't know.
Functional.
I'm not, yeah, it's you get more of a grip. That's what it was for, I think.
Well, maybe you could use it for agricultural purposes.
Well, how would you stab wheat?
Not stab it, but, you know, from potatoes, there's an application.
Stabbing potatoes.
No, we call them chips. French fries. Dicing.
This sword doesn't do cutting. You're just using a metal slab to whack
smashing
a potato.
Smashing potatoes.
Might work, yet it's... I would just get a hammer. It's cheaper.
Wrecking bar. For digging a hole. I've got something like it. It's like a big, it's really heavy.
This metal stick is the most useless thing in the entire world.
Probably not the most useful thing, but maybe not far off.
Still a piece of steel. You could repurpose that one day.
Yeah, definitely. You can repurpose it. Yeah. But then again, it's so old that you... If it's really so old as you said it was, which it might be, then I'm not one to repurpose it, even if it's completely useless.
You repurpose it, and afterward you learn it's worth much more before you
get it. That would be terrible. That would be absolutely terrible.
You just find out afterward you have the most price-worthy shit of that sort ever. Oh, and you just melted it down to nothingness.
That would be terrible. Do you know, there was once, that makes me think about something I heard. Apparently, after the Second World War, the only... World War the Netherlands actually cared about because it was neutral in the first one. There was this guy, and in the Second World War, he was during that time, he was basically faking art pieces. But then the Nazis came around and they wanted the art pieces, so he sold them to them. And then later he had to prove to judges that he wasn't a Nazi supporter and that it was actually fake. That's beyond words right there. He was so good that he had to explain why it wasn't real. That's something that blows your mind right there. That's
no. If you make art in the same period as you're supposed to copy someone else,
yeah, But the thing is, he did it illegally. He told people, even before in the Second World War, he told people, hey, these are actual, real Rembrandts. Come, I have it. It's worth, like, billions. If you can just give all those billion to me, then you can have this old painting. But it wasn't old. It was quite new. So yeah.
So belief and persuasion.
Yeah, he definitely... He was good. He was so good that he needed to prove that he wasn't betraying his country by selling it to other people.
Yeah. So to not get hanged, he needed to prove he's been a forger or his life.
Well, not to get shot and murdered and killed. Because he would have been, he was arrested and he would have been executed if it wasn't a fake.
Yeah.
And because it wasn't a fake, instead of being executed, he became a folk hero. Which, what an upgrade it is, just to think about that. You just, 1 minute, you're going to be executed as betrayer of your country. Next minute, you're the hero of your country, having slighted the enemy and selling them fake old pieces of art. Really, that's yeah.
See you later, folks.
Okay, bye. Are you going to go?
Yeah, I want to make an episode for HPR, so maybe later.
Okay. Yeah, it was fun talking to you.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Have a good day, bye. So, Pendragon, are you still doing the D&D on each Wednesday or whatever?
Well, Klaatu couldn't do it for some reasons, but we're doing it again. We're starting up again and in January, and it's January now, so we're gonna start soon, I would think.
We're starting again in
hell, so everything is going great. We are in hell and we're basically ghosts. We're on the ethereal realm and we're in hell, literally. First level
oh,
of hell.
Yeah, no, I thought we was talking about you being in Netherlands, like,
yeah.
Minecraft hell.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I thought you added because I was thinking about that. When I was young, I thought Netherlands was kind of hell. That's what I was told.
Where do you live, actually?
Norway.
Norway. Ah, yeah, Norway. Yeah. Okay. Well, I can assure you, the Netherlands isn't hell. Or maybe I'm lying, and it actually is hell. It's just a big portal to hell. No, it's not. Hell doesn't have a lot of water in it. The Netherlands has a lot of water. There's an entire history about the Netherlands. With the people in it and its relationship to water.
Yeah,
it's complicated, but and interesting.
Because it's kind of, I know it's not, but I was so many years before I learned in school, Netherlands was not where the devil lived.
Yeah, that's funny.
Probably when I heard about Netherlands in Minecraft, it was totally fine with me because it sits somewhere far behind in my mind. So
you were like, Netherlands means hell.
Yeah.
The Nether, it's basically hell, so that's fine.
Yeah.
The Netherlands is full with water. No, that's illegal. That can't be.
you can't have Walter in the Netherlands. That would ruin everything.
Yeah, you have lava instead. So, Yeah, I probably have much lava in the Netherlands.
No, we actually don't have a lot of geothermal activity. We don't have any earthquakes, no volcanoes. We had to make our earthquakes ourselves.
You replace all your water events with lava events, and then you have Netherlands in Minecraft.
Yeah,
you have so much water, you just switch them, then you have Netherlands for Minecraft.
Yeah, if you just turn all the water into lava, then you basically get the Nether of Minecraft.
Yeah.
You just need some burnt skeletons, a few walking pigs, and big crybabies which fly around shooting fireballs, which you can play tennis with.
Yeah.
Who knows? Might even happen. Did you know that we actually have created earthquakes ourselves? We had to create our own earthquakes. We didn't have any. So and we were kind of jealous of all the other countries having earthquakes. And we were like, we want a piece of that pie.
Don't think Norway has earthquake too. Not really. As far as I know.
Okay. Yeah, you want to have earthquakes. We have figured out how to make earthquakes. Step one, go into a farm and find a lot of gas in the ground. Step two, drain all the gas. Step three, the earth will sink in and you will get your earthquakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we now have earthquakes in Groningen. It's like the northern part. The parts near to the other part, which has its own language, which is official, even though sign language isn't official yet. That's kind of weird, isn't it? That sign language is sign language official there in Norway?
Yes and no.
Is it like an official language? Like, I think there would be an official sign language, but is it like a language, like, officially recognized?
I talked to someone that have learned it. It's kind of not just one kind of, each city has its own language, kind of, so it's not really.
So it's not really an official. So you kind of have. Do you kind of have then, like.
As far as. Arthur was told, kind of. It is, and it is. The people that's forced to use it need to have something. So they have some halfway common, but. And it doesn't translate. Outside of the kind of
so it's basically there's an they needed to get the bureaucracy done, but they in sign language, but they didn't know in which dialect of sign language to choose, which apparently there are a lot of dialects, like every household, every group of sign language using people which come together, each can have their own different dialect. Think about that. There are so many groups of people all being able to speak sign language coming together. What if every single one of them had their own kind of language?
Yeah, different language. I understand this. Half the problem is if it, you know, totally is done language. It's kind of understand you need to sometimes have people with signs, so people have something to. So I'm not sure if it's been totally its own language. I'm not really into it, but I've been told different things by different teachers.
Okay, well, what we have here.
If you ask in the big city, city, they kind of very high up, kind of up in the air, they say all city language is what the whole country uses. But if I ask anyone that doesn't live in that city, they disagree with the whole argument. So meh.
Yeah, that does sound like a dialect thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to read about that kind of stuff for school, and of course my mother knows lots about it. But yeah, what we have here basically is we have, of course, all we have tons of different kinds of stuff, but the one I'm focusing on now is going to be the sign language. It's like the pure sign language thing. It's not connected with Dutch. It is the Dutch sign language, but it isn't connected with Dutch at all. And it's like another language. So I personally think it's more of a language than Fries, which is an actual language here. Hardly anyone speaks it, except in Friesland.
So Friesing. Cold.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah, actually, that might be where the word freezing comes from, because it's up north and it's probably quite cold there. And
you have maybe English as your one of three languages. So.
No, we don't have English here. No.
Oh, I thought you was one of the guys that talk about you have English as your second language in the country.
No, that was just me. I'm bilingual,
yeah.
And in the country, no. I've got one of the best pronunciations in the school. I think personally, that includes
because
teachers.
All country has two languages.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. We have our two languages.
You say
two
languages, so I thought, of course.
Yeah.
All country need to have it.
Yeah, we have two languages. Only one is a regional language. And now in the press conference with the prime minister, they're even using a sign language guide thing. So all the sign language people are saying or signing. We want to have sign language as an official language, so that's what people want. And yeah, what were you saying again?
What was I saying? No, about having two languages. You have your Netherlands, Hellish. Language and what else? So you have not English as your second language, have you something else? You said you had two, but
yeah, I have two.
And
so
you said your country has two,
just,
or only one?
Shall I explain? Our country has two languages. One, which is the official language for the country, which everyone uses. It's called Dutch. And then you have one which only people in a certain part of a country, of the country, use. I'm not in that part of the country. I don't use it. Then I personally grew up speaking Dutch and English, so I'm bilingual. I can speak two languages. Do you get it now? It's like, for instance.
So Dutchland, it does. Are there some countries that is the Dutch from, or is that Netherlands?
What do you mean?
So are there any country that is Dutchland?
You mean like Germany?
No. Your language is the language
is
from your country, or is organ is are there some land that called the Dutchland or something?
No, I speak the language from my country, and I speak the language which is spoken around most of the world, English. And
no, one thing, I have a game that is kind of World War II that has Dutch then as one of the countries you can play as.
Oh, that's Germany. That's I think the
No, you have Germany and you have Dutch, same as your language.
Does it spell it as D? Wait, I'm gonna type it in the chat.
No, not like no? that. It's a five-letter thing.
Okay, wait. Is it like this?
Yeah, it's like that.
Ah, this is just the this is just the creators of the game not paying attention to actual real-world names of the country. The country is called the Netherlands. In our native language, we call it Nederlands. We call our language Nederlands, and we are Nederlanders. If you translate it to English, for some weird reason, it goes that we live in the Netherlands, we speak Dutch, and we are Dutch. We don't know where the Dutch comes from. We think it comes from what we call Duits, which is German, basically. And German comes from the Germanic tribes, which lived here long, long ago. But we don't. But we think that happens anyway. But it's only in English. No other language, I think, has it that way. Or at least not a lot of languages. Not any languages I know have it that way. So the creators of that game didn't check what the language was actually called. We're actually in 5 minutes. We have another hour, and I and the sun isn't up yet. It's sun is getting up. The sun isn't up yet. So yeah, people are gonna wake up at this point.
Yeah, find out. Try to search for the thing.
Yeah, are we the only two people on right now?
The two people that talk non-stop.
Yeah, we're the two that talk non-stop. I like talking, that's true.
Yeah, I like talking too.
Epicana says, if that's not confusing enough, here in the US we have a group of people we call the Pennsylvanian Dutch who are of German ancestry. Okay, that's just weird. I can kind of get where the whole Dutch, German, Nederlands, Duits came into play. Like it's clearly translation. England and the Netherlands. It's from Deutsch. Yeah, that's how German people call themselves. I can't pronounce it because I'm terrible at speaking German. But yeah, do you know, I can only speak English because I'm half Irish. You probably know that already. But do you know that I can't speak the Irish language, Gaelic?
Not many people can.
That's true. I see your back.
Oh,
I've got Bluetooth headphones. I'm not sure, but I need to push to talk on the keyboard, so I need to wander off and do things. I'm usually up by 3 hours already at this time of the day, so I need to carry on.
Okay. But yeah, not many people can. But have you seen the spelling on this? Like, my name here is misspelled, technically. It doesn't have a little line on the A which goes to the right, which makes it very confusing, because technically, when someone spells your name correctly, with a G and the A and all the stuff, but except the little thing, I usually ignore it, but it's technically incorrect.
How do we pronounce your name, Patrick?
Bodrick. And that's even more confusing, because it's an Irish name, but pronounced Dutch.
Gotcha. I think, again, you can look to the British administration for destroying the Irish language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not one that goes far into Irish language. I think it's way too depressing. Dutch history is way Dutch history is way more less depressing. If you ignore all the slavery and stuff, then it's way less depressing. And of course, there's the whole World War and blah blah.
Yeah, but we gotta look forward. We need to look forward and make peace everywhere and good times.
Yes, yes. I'm actually at 1 o'clock. I was actually printing out a map of the world, an empty map, and I'm coloring it in, and I'm like unifying all these great superpowers like Europe, Japan. Japan's getting Alaska. It's not a realistic worldview. Canada's getting bigger. Mexico is becoming a thing in my map. It's big. It's really, really big now. Like, imagine if Mexico had all the stuff from the which it had before the Mexican Wars. Then it also gained all the stuff till like the Panama Canal and a little further. That's if it gained all like Middle America. That's how big it is.
Oh, Happy New Year's to Edmonton.
Oh yeah, Happy New Year's to Edmonton. Where's that?
I believe it's Canada, but I could be wrong.
Canada.
So is that the only place that has a time zone?
Now here in Mountain Time Zone in the alleged land of Idaho, it just rolled over as well.
New Year's.
December 32, 2020. That calendar is 2020 has just destroyed that calendar. Have you guys read that in the chat?
So did someone else talk to your mic? Wondering.
What do you mean? I've just been waffling on and on and on.
Oh, no.
I think.
Someone had lit up and I thought,
I know.
Getting sleepy.
That was probably me.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm waffling too much, just tell me I'm waffling too much. Otherwise, I'll just keep on waffling until I'll starve to death. That's how much I'll keep on waffling.
I mean, isn't this whole thing about waffling?
Yes, that's true. But it might not be the most interesting thing in the whole world.
Waffling? Is that the food you're talking about? The waffle?
The waffle is a food. It's a food, yet also it's also like a saying, kinda. It's like waffling.
I never heard about
it.
Funny enough.
What do you say? I had a noise.
So I never heard about waffle as a saying before.
It's like I'm waffling on and on and on. It's like I keep on talking, and it's not really interesting. And that kind of stuff.
I like the waffle. I'm wondering why. Probably someone that doesn't like the waffle has used that.
Personally, I don't like waffles. I know it might come as a shock, but I don't like waffles. I think
you like to talk like a waffle, but not eat a waffle.
Yeah, basically, I like to talk a lot about random stuff which I remembered, and I don't like eating waffles. I'm actually very picky with my food. I wish I would stop, but I can't.
Yeah, I'm picky as hell, but I like waffles because that is one of the few things I can still eat, and I'm not at home.
Yeah, waffles are definitely quite a good Al, this water's warm, what the hell?
Warm water reminds me of.
It's been on my computer fan.
Yeah,
so what I'm saying.
I was told actually that waffles are nice, and I will believe that person. Waffles are probably very nice, but I.
So what waffle have you tried? The
one
the kind of hard one or the soft one?
The one which looks like a hashtag. The one which isn't made of brass.
Kind of big and.
It was kind of. I would say 30 centimeters big. It was kind of soft. It was very chewy. I didn't like it.
Because
might try it again.
Two
who knows?
Types.
Maybe I'll like waffles now. It was some years ago. Who knows?
You have two different types. One from two different countries.
Yeah, could be.
You have the hard waffle type and you have the soft waffle type.
Yeah, it was definitely soft waffle, I would think. Yeah.
Because the hard one is kind of, it's very high percent sugar in, as I understand it.
Yeah, there was a lot of sugar in it. That's definitely lots of sugar. But I know one thing which is better than any waffle.
Have you eaten pancakes?
I eat pancakes sometimes. I mostly eat the stuff which I put on the pancakes. I eat it off the pancakes. But
so
sometimes I also
the pancake,
eat the pancakes.
Taste like the waffle you ate?
Well, I can't remember because the waffle was such a long time ago and I only started eating that
because
recently.
In Norway, pancake and waffle is more or less the same thing.
I think they're quite different here. They're pancakes definitely thinner. They're
no,
100%.
It's not the same size, but what is the source material is the same. It's the same soup that you cook up in Norway. The same soup. The only difference is how much sugar you have in it in Norway.
Really?
If your waffles are
is the form, is it the shape of the thing?
Yeah,
the way
the form
and
shape and the bazooka, and that's it in Norway.
This is probably a very different waffle from the waffle I have eaten.
If your
but
waffles,
this was when I was like six, so I can't.
Because I was in one time in the Alps and tried the other different waffle type. I did dislike it, so it was too hard and too sugary. So,
if you like something, there's something really really nice which is better than any waffle. It's called tiramisu. It's amazing. It's like one of those finger stuff where you have like. It's basically a whole lot of mushy sugar together in a big bowl, and you can eat it with a fork or a spoon.
So, if you think if that's your preferred kind of waffle, maybe you put a bit more sugar or fruit in your.
Oh, I don't eat fruit. That's a weird fact about me. I don't like it at all. No, sugar
bananas.
Is the way to go.
And that's it.
I don't even know if it has waffle in it, but it seems to look vaguely like waffle if you scoop it out of the tin, because and it tastes amazing. Tastes amazing.
So have you an image of it, like a link? Or...
I might. I'm gonna look it up. Wait a minute.
Or a wiki kind of link or something. Because I send you, I'm not sure if you see the link I send you. I forgot to say I send you kind of a link. Because I sent it and I totally forgot about it.
I'm gonna send the. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to.
I already sent it to the whole channel, but I didn't pronounce it was meant for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to copy paste an image in there, like a link to an image.
Yeah.
It's a very clean cut one. Usually mine are way gooier. but this will give you the best image, I think, which I could find in a few seconds.
Oh, yeah. Because I was just going to copy the link, but it was not a link. It was someone texting something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like an SQL injector.
I don't know what that is, but it's probably...
So a cake, then?
It's not a cake, necessarily. It's way too gooey to be a cake. But it's a good kind of gooey, not a bad kind of gooey.
But it looks like a cake.
It's way too clean cut. It's not realistic here. They probably did it the wrong way, but it's the way I have it here. I don't make it, but I eat it, and it's it's basically it basically falls apart.
Or are you unable to find it somewhere else outside your own house?
The thingy is definitely homemade. It's definitely homemade thing. Yeah, it's better than any waffle can tell you.
Yeah, because I only, eaten homemade waffles.
Yeah, and I have only eaten the the waffles from a waffle place. Like not I haven't ever eaten a homemade waffle. That might be something I want to do if I ever want to do that. Because the last time I've been to a waffle place was when I was very, very small. So I haven't eaten a waffle since then. But it's probably very different because this was just a restaurant focused on waffles. Ooh, there is a better waffle than this is a real waffle. I haven't met anyone in their right mind who doesn't like this waffle. Should I tell you the waffle?
You're talking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got the best waffle in the world, and it's purely Dutch. It's a Dutch waffle. It's if there was a waffle which would be the most patriotic waffle of the entirety of the Netherlands, this would be that waffle. It's called the Stroopwafel. They tried to make it on the British Bake Off, and they called it the Stroopwafel.
It's the waffle you doesn't like.
Yeah. But it's really nice. If you're ever in the Netherlands, it's not the best quality, but it's good enough. Just go to if you're
it's
in the airport. Just
fun somehow after COVID, all people talk about come to my country.
yeah, that's true. Because people
not
want
before.
Every...
COVID. No one wanted to invite people to their country before COVID, but after.
No.
Kind of, come.
They're not used to having people over. The Dutch, they love to go on holidays. Can't do that anymore. Dutch, terrible at. They love their freedom. They don't have their freedom anymore, so they are not happy. Yeah, luckily most Dutch know about...
You too call yourself Dutch, no. Not Netherlands.
What?
Call yourself your people Dutch people?
Yeah, because I'm talking in English. And it's the correct thing. If I talk in English, I call my people Dutch. If I talk in Dutch... I call my people Nederlands. It's just a weird thing of the English language.
It's very bad. The way you say your thing is what I think it's where I live. What we call your country.
Nederlands.
Yeah, it sounds like the same thing. Very, very bad.
It's probably the same thing.
Because... I can start using that in English language if you want it to catch on. How do I say it? Netherlands.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how close Dutch is to Norwegian.
It's probably quite close, because the Dutch, back in their heyday, what I consider their heyday, what most people consider their heyday, they were massive traders. Like, you've got some war over there in that country. Well, they buy it and sell it to the other country, and that was just in Europe. When they expanded out of Europe,
the Dutch is known for be a trader. The thing I sent over to you is from a game, and the big trade of picking them make good at trading.
Yeah, I still have to. There's this thing has thingy, so I have to switch all of it off. So I'll have a look at it later, but I'm gonna have a look at it because it seems very interesting. But is it literally a trader? Country, because then they are correct that
that is smallest. That's what you pick in saying the smallest step, and smallest differences. But kind of you got one bigger one being Dutch, not sheet, but kind of a sheet. So I really hooked at being Dutch. And I never realized what they are supposed to be nowadays.
Yeah.
Because some of the countries in that game doesn't exist anywhere. It's what they used to be called once.
Yeah.
They do still exist, but they are called something else.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's true. A lot of countries have passed on, merged into one, or evolved into a new name. All we got is changed the little color of the flag and moved the orange color up a little. You might think, but there's only three lines in the flag. No, there's a hidden fourth line above everything, and that's the Oranjes. Literally, our royal house is named after a place which it was named after a color, I think. At least
orange.
It's literally the House of Orange, and it's orange, and and if you want to be patriotic, you have to wear orange. If you don't like orange, you're not a patriot. I don't really care. I don't wear orange. I don't have a lot of orange, but yeah.
Maybe best avoided in parts of Ireland as well.
Yeah. Yeah, there's... Did you know that the Dutch and the English royal families actually intertwined once? There's this guy who came, and he basically you could say he conquered England. You could
William of Orange. There are a lot of
Him Willem Pierre, Willem. We have a lot of them. We've got, when the first guy was named King, he was the sixth one already, so we did go through a lot of Willems, and we're now on Willem Alexander. So
I thought like heroes, villain, and heroes kind of.
Yeah,
it's not the same thing, probably. Then
no, Willem, not villain. There were a lot of that.
Yeah. Willem and villain is very, very similar. There's another word which is also very similar, but it's the same word, but then a different meaning and different spelling. But basically, yeah, it's basically William, but then the Dutch version. I would say the real version. It's the version of
William, and made into a villain, evil kind of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Netherlands, the hell place to deal.
Yeah. In 2020, yeah, go.
There was a big influx of Dutch. I did hear historically of a kind of invasion of the Dutch into the UK. There were just a lot of Dutch, was it soldiers or people? They all came and surrounded London kind of thing, but it wasn't a violent,
It was the English always say
No, we invited them. They invited. They didn't take over. We just invited them to come live here and be kings. Not Stadthouders, not lowly Stadthouders, which basically were like presidents of the Netherlands. No, that's bad. We have kings. But the Dutch always said, no, we conquered them. We were conquerors. We don't really talk about it a lot, but definitely that conversation did ensue at some point.
I think it's great if all the people can come in and say, you know, just tell the best joke and say, you're the winner, you told the best joke. You can sit on the throne and tell us jokes all day. We'll pretend you're in charge. and get on with our business.
That's funny. If someone were actually to do that, like, yeah. Do you know, sometimes I think, like, what if you had someone who wasn't breaking the law but was being a terrible person, and you just have like a court of people, like a group of people which all from the same kind of grouping, like a representative of each group, and then and they would vote on if the person was morally good or morally bad. That would be, I think that would be quite funny. That would be quite funny. And then, yeah.
I think, and that's then, like every day for every person. They walk through their life and they talk to all these other people, and they're each giving opinions on what they think is good or bad in the world.
Yeah, yeah. But if you had like an actual system with like a judge, and instead of the punishment being like you had to pay something or jail time or execution, you would just have to feel bad for the rest of the day or something weird like that.
Yeah, it's just the karma of your day. It's just, yeah. What goes around comes around, and it works for most people, I guess.
Yeah. Actually, if you were to believe some people, it does already exist. But I honestly think that would just be very funny. You would have like totally serious people, and it would be all very serious, and it would be very serious, but it would also be hilariously funny.
Yeah, all about perspective and recognizing. I guess what's funny is realizing just how daft it is. Or how maybe even one person exactly like sees that thing as so serious, whereas another person, it just recognizes that it's ridiculous. That's part of the accommodation of comedy,
yeah.
I think.
But I got the idea. Do you know how I got the idea? I usually just, when I watch YouTube, I check my recommended. This time there was something about Reddit, and I was like, that seems interesting. I'm gonna have a look at that. And boom, suddenly Reddit videos are spammed into my recommended box. So that's how I got the idea, because YouTube spammed me full with recommended stuff.
Yeah, that's why I hate if someone sent me a YouTube link. Because the moment I click on it, whatever did, I can get spammed by it.
Yeah.
There is the algorithm, isn't it? It's well, who knows what it's up to.
If there's some way to turn it off, I'm a bit happily happy. Because I need to take the link and then open a different web browser but not logged in YouTube. And then kind of
I found a way. Video. Just watch the video and dislike it. Or if you have another one recommended and it isn't going away, if you just ignore it and it isn't going away, click on it, dislike it, and go away again. That,
I think you need to concentrate on what you're doing and set to your intention, and you know, ignore those distractions. I sometimes think on the algorithm's trying to persuade me, you know, because there's a
it is
thing. You can go and click a dismiss those type of videos. And it take me like a half a year to dismiss all the bugs I accidentally hit on.
Yeah.
And then like, you're working for the algorithm.
Yeah, like, and I needed to go to history and delete all history of the video so I knew you was destroying it for me.
Yeah, like, there was, basically,
So, each time I see a YouTube link, I don't want to hit that, I don't want to fuck up my YouTube recommendations.
Yeah, it would be handy if you could, like, switch them off, but I...
If you have a second web browser that yeah, you used only yeah. used for,
that's,
for not logged in that's YouTube.
Pretty, that's pretty handy, but now I forgot what I wanted
you
to say.
Have, if you have a browser that has Inito mode or kind of private mode that doesn't have yeah. to log in. That is what I'm always using each time someone sends me a link on YouTube on Mumble. I need to copy the YouTube link, make a new private window, and copy it in. So I'm kind of irritating each time someone sends me because I need to do all the steps. I cannot just click the link.
Big news. The sun has arrived. He has arrived to come and party.
Enjoy
it's
the
too
dog.
Late for the party.
I'm wondering if we got a sun.
How late is it there?
Have not seen outside yet. No sun. Nowhere to see.
Another hour, I think, before sunrise here.
We're 8:30 here, so I think... Well, they might wake up. They might not wake up for a little while more.
I think maybe in around 12 or something, probably has the sun has come up in where I am. But I know around 4 or 5 the sun is down, so meh.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. I don't know if I'm the only one awake. Like, my sister was awake.
Oh, you mean where you at?
Yeah.
I thought you meant you remember.
In the world, no, no,
I
no, no.
I need to tell you again.
No, no, no,
you
no, you're definitely awake. I'm talking with you.
Yeah,
but
because I'm
my
thinking
little
about
sister is,
non-stop
is right
thinking
there.
About going to sleep. Do I go to sleep now? Do I go to sleep now? That I thought about the last hour or so.
Yeah, I'm just
kind of
probably gonna sit
and
here.
And then you
maybe.
Talk about something, so that, and I forgot about it.
Yeah, but here it's now basically morning. Everyone's waking. Well, everyone should be waking up, but it's New Year's Day. What am I kidding? No one's waking up until at least 12.
Yeah. You get so you get totally quiet still.
Yeah, it's totally quiet here too. I don't know if my little sister is asleep right now. She wanted to stay awake the whole night, but it's very dark there, so she might be asleep. Yeah, the rest are all asleep still. So, or I'm the only one awake, or I'm the only one doing something interesting. Either way.
You're only one talking to someone else.
That's true.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm the only one doing something with sound.
Yeah.
Without maybe having noise-canceling headphones in. Those can get very annoying sometimes. Not for me, but for other people. I'm not wearing them, so yeah.
So noise-canceling.
Yeah.
Cancel for you or cancel for them?
Well, I've... misplaced mine. Misplaced as in I left them in a safe place and I have forgotten where that safe place was and I don't care. I also need to drink something soon because I haven't done that since 3 or 4 o'clock. I've been just sitting here talking the whole time.
Yeah, because after the Swedish guys left, you have been the thing that keeps this room alive.
Yeah, I've been... When I started, they were talking about weird weird stuff. Everyone was talking about something I can't remember.
Colonel, you
Colonel. Yeah. Yeah, the first time everyone was talking about a colonel, and I, this was like the second or third time I came in and checked on what everyone was saying.
Yeah, you didn't talk or didn't say anything about
it. No. Yeah, so, that was because I was watching nature documentaries.
Oh, but yeah, you were still recording.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if you just listening or...
Yeah, well, I did listen in at some points, but...
So not before you start, not before we talked about the colonel that you joined this
week? No, at the colonel, I listened, and I listened for a little while, instead of just listening for a few seconds, and I decided to say something at a point, I can't remember which, and then I just kept on talking, because that's what apparently I like doing the most.
Yeah.
Talking is fun. It's like, when you're playing D&D, that's actually very fun with D&D. When you're playing D&D, you're constantly talking, and that's fun. Like, there are two kinds of sessions. One session is where you're planning stuff for the entire session and you never get stuff done. The other session is where you're in combat for the entire session and you just end up in combat.
Yeah, that's and then, maybe why I cannot do D&D, because it's my... I need to be like you are now to do English and not...
You don't have to. Well, it's handy if you have the PHB or the DMG player handbook or Dungeon Master Guide or Monster Manual. Monster Manual's sad. It doesn't have a nice thing. It's just the PHB, the Monster Manual, and the DMG. So it doesn't have that. But it's handy to know English. But it's not necessary.
No, no. Not what I meant. I meant if I'm going to join you guys, it's probably not very appropriate if I want to talk my own language to you guys and try to play with you in my own language. That probably doesn't go fine. And you kind of need whoever is the game master need to translate all the different ways.
Yeah. But I'm understanding you just fine right now. If you want to join, I think,
have you seen me randomly join you guys?
I think I did. Yeah, that was you. You were randomly joining us at some weird moments.
Yeah. I have randomly joined you many times and hope you was something else than D&D, because if I'm not really in the mood to talk English, I just want to listen in, and D&D is not just listening, it's getting very involved, and it's kind of meh. It's not something you just join randomly and leave again, kind of.
It was funny, just when you, suddenly the first time when you suddenly came in, I was like, who's this guy? What's he doing here?
Yeah, I think you asked that. Once or twice I randomly joined, but after some times you stop asking that each time I joined.
Yeah, because you joined for so many times, I was like, oh, he's that guy who joined the time before. Yeah, fine, let's go on with doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
If you want to join, you can always just ask, you know?
Yeah, I join not when you start and I've never been when you kind of ending, because I tried to join a little later, but then you're all gone, so...
Yeah. What do you mean, what do you mean?
No, I think about, okay, you do your game, and I want to join after you've done the game, so we can talk about how the game work and kind of after talk, but... You're always gone each time I try to after join, because I'm not sure how long the game is supposed to be.
Well, I would then, if you want to join afterwards, well, we're supposed to be 2 hours, and it's quite clear. It's like if you join the last 10 minutes, you usually catch us, but it's we're very quick out of there.
Yeah, usually, that's just a big problem. Yeah,
usually Klaatu has to leave for another meeting, and he and it's like a few minutes till until the end, and then he runs off, and then after we all say bye, and then we leave and do our own separate things.
So Klaatu, they go back in here before today.
What do you say?
No, before today, someone was in here called something Tune M. Is that the guy you were talking about?
Klaatu. I don't understand the question.
So how do you write that?
Don't get it.
No, if you type that name out.
Oh yeah, I can type it the name. Yeah.
I'm very, very bad at names. That doesn't help me play a kind of game with many names. I'm very bad at learning names and kind of need to look at them again and again and ask again and again.
He has done, if you really want to remember his name, he's got a series called Tabletop Gaming, I think. That's how I got into D&D, so I think...
So is that someone named that in the room when you're doing the game?
Klaatu is the guy who's basically is our DM who makes the world and stuff, you know.
So game master.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
I know the concept of D&D. I never played it because. It's all the different thing I doesn't like about the only thing I does contrary all the thing I doesn't like of fantasy in one game. I didn't know that before I tried to play it with you guys. I tried to listen in. Yeah. I didn't know what it was before I tried to listen in to you guys. I kind of knew about the concept, but I never tried to listen to anything.
You know, I've always
thought it was kind of rude to try to listen in with people playing it. Real life. But I thought this was kind of
yeah. If you want to make a character, I can do that right now. I just need to head upstairs and get my books and then I'm ready. But the problem is you don't have a copy there, do you, of the player handbook? No.
Just copy and paste.
Yeah. Technically, we could then make a character for you if you want to. It's a very fun process.
So a character just pop up and I play for one season and you kill it off.
You could do that. Or you might enjoy it so much that you want to play it again and again and again, because that's what we're doing. We're playing it. We started and we did one adventure and it was a very good adventure. And then we were like, do we want to do another adventure? It was a unanimous yes. And then we went another. And another. Eventually, CRVS left the game because he had other stuff which took up his time. And we were kind of lonely. We needed another friend. So then Benny joined, and then we played until we're in hell.
So in Netherlands.
yeah. We're in the Netherlands. First layer of the Netherlands.
Yeah.
This layer of hell where we're in, there's not a lot of fire involved. There are some dragon demons which we which we had to escape from, and a giant semi-autonomous truck of death riding slowly towards us. But we escaped, luckily, so, yeah. And a shipwreck.
I know. That's probably why I don't like D&D, because it's very... You cannot play it alone, really.
Yeah, that's the one problem. That's the one problem of D&D. You need other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the reason... I like Minecraft, but I don't like D&D, and I try to understand you like Minecraft. What is the big difference between Minecraft and D&D?
Well...
And you kind of pronounce it. If someone leaves, it gets weaker and weaker, and someone joins, it gets stronger and stronger. And I like to play single-player games, and that doesn't work with D&D.
Yeah, I'm... Even in Minecraft, I'm terrible at single-player. I just joined the world. I have one survival single player, and there's this, and it's very weird. It's very weird. I decided to make it beautiful first. Okay. Well, bye, Apicanis. I hope I pronounced you.
Yeah, yes. close enough.
Epic, thanks for giving me Matrix thing.
Ah, yes, and I'm glad somebody pointed it out to me.
Yeah, I kind of pointed it out to you about Matrix, and then you asked for it, and then it popped up.
Yeah, glad to finally find it, so I'll be on there.
Yeah, I didn't thought about asking for it.
Yeah, I figured I was on anyway, so I would ask while I could. So, glad I did.
Yeah.
Well, so to have you.
Yeah, it was good listening in, and Happy New Year to everybody, and hopefully one of these days...
So, where are you living?
I'm in the alleged state of Idaho.
Oh, so you are midnight somewhere.
Yeah, almost 1 a.m.
Okay.
Local time, yeah.
Yeah, that's like 7 hours back.
Yeah.
It's around the time I joined this place, in my time.
Yeah.
It's also around the time I joined this place, in my time, except a little later. I joined a little later.
Yeah, a bit later than me. I was five topic in, and then you found the time to join us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just glad I made it this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will see everybody on Matrix then, and Happy New Year to y'all.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. So, did you have a squeaking background here when he was having his mic on? Or did I just hear it in my head?
What did you say?
When he was talking, he had something squeaking in background.
Yeah, I did notice that. That was,
So I was wondering if it's just in my head, because my head is kind of melting down on me.
No, it was I could hear it too.
Yeah.
It was
I never know,
annoying.
Because my ear is too good, so sometimes I can hear that people cannot hear at all.
Ah, a cheap headset, that's the problem.
No, I have a too good headset. So, I have good ears and a good headset.
I have a headset with a microphone. I have a cool gamer headset now for D&D.
No, I have someone I talk to. I can hear the fans, the computer fan in the room.
Epicanus says, my cheap headset is cheap with a cheap microphone.
Oh, that's,
yeah. Yeah, he's been talking in the chat.
Yeah.
I thought that too. Well, it wasn't. We could still hear you perfectly clear.
We can, clear, but do you have the squeaking sound getting louder and louder the longer
and
he talks?
And a slight echo. But apart from that, it was perfectly understandable.
Yeah, totally understandable. No problem in that apartment.
No. But,
it was a white noise in the background.
Yeah, I recently learned that white noise is called white noise because it has every kind of noise in it, like white light.
You have something called pink noise.
What's pink noise?
Because when I talked about white noise, I got pink noise as an alternative.
But how do you get pink noise? What's pink noise?
I'm not sure. I'm not remembering right now. But I remember when I searched for it, I get different kind of noise, and pink noise about something.
Apicanus has got the answer. He's got a Wikipedia page right here. Gonna open it. Pink noise, or 1/F noise, is a signal or process with a frequency spectrum such that the power special spectral density power per frequency interval is inversely proportional to the frequency of the signal. In pink noise, each octave interval halving or doubling in frequency carries an equal amount of noise energy. Pink noise is one of the most common signals in biological systems. The name arises from the pink appearance of visible light with this power spectrum. This is in contrast with white noise, which has equal intensity per frequency interval.
So it's the opposite, maybe.
Yeah, kinda. It's kinda like opposite inverted or something, I don't know. I wasn't actually reading along with what I was saying.
You didn't listen to what you was reading.
Yeah, I was reading enough to say it. I'm at that point where I definitely feel fine, except I'm a little thirsty. I can feel that my brain is not computing. It is not having a fun time. I'm having a fun time. I'm perfectly grand. Yet my brain is a bit complaining. Should quiet down a little. I don't have a headache, but it's like parts of my brain have been like, okay, it's time to go to bed now. I'm ignoring you if you are not sleeping, so they're not doing their job.
Yeah, so you get dumber and dumber each hour.
A bit, yeah. Yeah.
I have dubbed it my zombie mode.
Sunday mode.
No, zombie.
So what?
You know Minecraft, you have the green things that go around in the night. Zombie.
Oh, that would make way more sense. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that does sound like a zombie.
Yeah, I'm getting as tired or a little more tired than you know. That is my mumble zombie mode. I probably pronounced it wrong because I'm getting more sleepy and more pronunciation going to hell.
Well, if you're tired and you aren't doing a crazy idea like staying up all night and day for New Year, then I would suggest you should go to sleep if you're tired.
Yeah, I have some bad sense of duty to always be the last on number.
Yeah.
Kind of all rooms but this room, I have always duty stay to be the last one, but I accidentally, okay, I'm the last one, and the new people that have a whole sleep joining, and I, okay, I'm going to stay on. So, one of my longest is over 12 hours I was on Mumble, non-stop, from Mumble.
So you're basically waiting for everyone to leave, and just when everyone left, you declared yourself the winner, you stayed as long as possible, and then the new guys come in.
Yeah, I've done that more than once.
Than once?
Yeah.
That's funny. When I have something like that, and I'm not too stubborn to be like, no, I have to finish this now, then I just give up. The mumble game. Who will win? It's a good question. I haven't brought supplies. I do need actually to get a drink of water now. Yeah, if you won't mind, I'm maybe also going to get some food, so it might take a little longer, okay? Is that fine?
Yeah, but I'm probably looking at the reason to leave. So if it goes too quiet, too long, I'll probably leave.
Yeah.
But if you're starting the D&D up again, you'll probably see me try to join you guys.
Yeah. And then you're just listening in.
Listening in. So, I'm not sure how it's supposed to go. Can I ask questions when you're doing your D&D, or are you totally in the zone on D&D?
When you're playing D&D, you can certainly ask questions. If you're watching, I think you can also just ask questions. If you're doing it well,
you just ask one of the big gamers about it, because if I ask someone that doesn't do the game, someone like me that's working on the game is.
You know, I consider myself a noob with Dungeons and Dragons. I have only played for a year or something, a little more than a year.
But I only joined for around a year or something.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've when you started playing Minecraft a little before you, basically, because you said you started playing not Minecraft, a D&D.
Lurking around in D&D was the first time.
Yeah, when you started lurking around in D&D, you that was when Klaatu started the game, right?
Yeah, I was not really following, but it was this year.
Yeah, it was this year.
I was looking for something else.
that was the first time I actually played a proper game, except on my birthday.
Yeah, so I was joining you for the first time and blurking for a whole year.
Yeah, that's fun. That was funny. But a little before that, like, I have my birthday in September, so and we started in April, so like half a year before it, I started my D&D career, basically. So it's not too much of a difference.
Yeah, but you was totally into it, but I was kind of lurking on the outside.
Yeah, well, but if you're looking at the outside, you can still join whenever you want. You can also leave whenever you want. It's like total freedom. You can just choose what you want to do.
Yeah, because I didn't know about the rules, and each time I want to ask about the rules, I didn't find you before, I didn't find you after, so it was hard to find a way into it.
The guy you need to ask is Klaatu. That guy knows basically anything about Dungeons and Dragons. He knows way more than me.
But you have been in all of it. I've seen your name each time I join. You kind of always
in. Yeah. There's
a guy that talked to me. Kind of, he is in. You're only people that, oh, someone join us, kind of. No one else kind of recognized me at all in the room. And
because
I thought,
every time I talk and mumble, even now, I just have the list of names displayed. I have nothing else to do except maybe throw dice. So, and can get really distracted by stuff, so
I do have mumble full screen, and that is the only thing I do.
So I usually notice that kind of thing, but when it becomes more common, I usually just ignore it. Like when someone has internet problems, and they have internet problems so much, I just basically ignore it until they come back and ask what happened, or it's their turn to do anything. But if you want to know about the rules, I can tell you a bit about the rules.
No, I kind of, if I want to just joined, try it out. So can I try to out meet in the session, or do I need to wait for next time you're around?
Well, if you want to join one of our games, I think everyone would be happy for you to join, because it's always good to have a new player join, and yeah, maybe just one adventure for you to try out and then decide what you want to do. Personally, I think that seems like a good idea. Of course, it always has to go through the other guys and Klaatu. He is the dungeon master after all, same as game master. So
ask the newbie, that only guy that acknowledged me as a possible player.
yeah, but
so I thought if I'm going to ask someone about the joining, is probably the only guy that recognizes me as a possible player.
are you talking about me or Klaatu now?
You, because Klaatu has never talked to me ever.
Well,
and each time I try to join before or after, he is always gone. So,
yeah, Klaatu wakes up early in the morning. He then he goes, drinks some coffee, and he comes into the D&D thing. And then he plays D&D, and then he has to rush off for his next meeting. That's basically that's what I figured out was the life of a wild Klaatu.
Yeah, that's why it's so difficult to get before after here, because it's never before and after.
Yeah, and there's hardly any before or after. So yeah, I tried it once and I was there in the entire session, so it must be like 10 times as hard for you. Well, when you're just sneaking in trying to be there at the correct time.
Yeah, and try to not disturb or listen too much in, to not be lurking too much. And then I end up not getting it, because I try to grab what time you're supposed to be done with the little context I get when I randomly join.
It's about eight. We start at 19 UTC, and it's 2 hours long, so that would be 21 UTC. Personally, I would advise you, if you were to want to come for after, I don't think you'd need to, but then just because coming in at the beginning would be handier, because everyone rushes off at the end. They have nights to go to.
So it's better coming in before, because I tried to come in after and I just gave it up.
Yeah, it's never precisely on time, because of course you want to have it as long as possible. But we start at 1900 UTC. That's when we start. So
around 7 o'clock.
Because
it sounds like you and me have the same time zone.
Yeah, but that's UTC, so that's like world time. Time decided something.
Yeah, because I have the same time zone as Germany.
Yeah.
So if you have the same time
zone as Germany. Is that the same part of Germany as
Estonia has two time zones.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think so, actually.
If I'm wrong, we are with
Germany. Yeah, we are definitely with Germany. I can note that.
Because if I want to be less picky than I'm saying what time zone is, I already pick Berlin as my time zone.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the same time zone. So now you know the time, and it's I just know it's 1900 UTC, and summertime, wintertime, of course, messes up everything, because, you know, summertime, wintertime just messes up everything.
Yeah, so you have them too.
Yeah, yeah, I think we might have scrapped it this year, like last time, and we're never doing that again. It was a terrible mistake. We shouldn't have done it.
So you didn't have it all your life then?
I did have it all my life.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I think they're just gonna. I think they might have been. They might have shut it off, but I don't know for certain.
You just know before the summer if you're in the summer and they're not turning the clock around, then you know, okay, it's not this year.
That's right. And then if it's not this year, it's not going to be any year. Because who wants to bring that back? That would be stupid. It just makes stuff harder.
Yeah, need to go around and turn the clock 1 hour back and 1 hour forward.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's so annoying. Like my watch is already terrible. It said like a full on minute or something before that it was 12. It said it was 12, like a minute or two. And so when it changes the time, it only has 3 buttons. I don't know which ones to press in which order to get it to change the hour. It's very complicated.
Yeah, I hate my car because of it, because it's so hard to.
Yeah.
In my car, I have one button to change the clock.
One.
That's. I hate it because it's how many seconds I hold it in to be if I'm changing the clock, changing something else. I just hate it all.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, because if I hold it too, short, I just do the seconds. Hold it a little longer, I do the minutes, and then I do the 10 minutes, then I do the hours. And I accidentally hit pass the hour as supposed to. I need to do it once again.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah,
terrible.
But I didn't know some years ago I can do 10 minutes and hours. I did it minute and minute. I did kind of a whole 24/7 in minute click, minute click, minute click around the whole hour, and I was kind of hated. I just learned recently I can hold it even longer, and then it starts to count faster. I didn't know that. So many years I hated to do it. I had intentionally 2 weeks into the summertime or 2 into wintertime 1 hour wrong on my car drive clock because it was so hard to change.
And yeah, so I have the same with my watch. I like a few weeks before wintertime, and I always forget that it's coming. I just change it back, and that's because I'm like, okay, so it's been so long and I haven't had the correct watch in ages, so I'm gonna change it back.
Yeah, so I kind of look at the computer, what is the computer clock, okay, that is what it's supposed to be. And you go to back to computer, take a clock with me, set it to that, and then go around to set it to different clocks. I just hate the whole thing. I have a clock in each of my rooms, and I just hate the time I need to change it. So I'm totally on board with your idea of getting rid of it all.
Yeah, it's.
If you're wondering terrible. How old I am,
like I said earlier, just. Take the time where the sun is above you, and if you can't decide which place you have to stand, just stand in the middle, and then the sun, and then if the sun is above you, it's, yeah, I think that's kind of obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, you were asking around for it before. Not sure if you were asking me, but I thought...
Yeah, I was just waffling. Conversations usually go round in circles. Haven't you noticed we mentioned that thingy twice? We mentioned time zones twice. We talked about waffling earlier, and now I said waffling again, and we're probably going to talk about that, except I'm talking about circle conversations now.
Yeah. New topic, circle conversation.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I butcher that word. You said it correctly, I'm better and doing it worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, and I keep having a dry throat. Do you mind if I just quickly run and get some water? I'm parched.
You're like a sea on the land. Wanting water.
Yeah.
And getting dry and dry. And you just
going to fly. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Go.
So, someone else in here. Hello.
Hello, this is Morden C.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, do you miss me?
Hey, do you miss me?
Oh, there's Mass Effect.
I
hate hearing my voice.
I fully understand that.
Yeah. Well, since I got I'm also
some water,
gonna
also
get
gonna
other
get
essentials.
Other essentials.
As food, I haven't
as
eaten
food,
in
a, I haven't eaten
in
a,
like 6 hours
in
or something.
Like
I don't
six
know.
Hours or something, I don't know.
All year?
No, not all year.
It's nine years.
So I've eaten at three.
And I've been just waffling.
And
waffling,
I've been
waffling,
just waffling, 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 waffling.
Yeah, it's just talking about stuff.
Oh gosh, so much better. Is he echoing your voice low than you're talking?
What do you mean?
No, his volume is lower than you talking, so he has a lower output than you talking, so I cannot hear your second, echo started, I cannot hear what you're saying before it echo behind what you were saying, because it was lower than you're saying.
It sounded higher than what I was saying.
So it totally cancelled out what you were saying each time. You start talking and you need to blab on to keep it kind of sane. If you stopped, it's a kind of echo, but it's a new blab non-stop. It's not totally fine because it's not just a delay.
Because he
drone out what you're saying.
I was saying that I hate my voice. I hate hearing my voice. I don't hate my voice, I think my voice is a great voice, yet I hate hearing it.
Yeah, and then you get your 5 minutes non-stop hearing your voice.
yeah.
After you say that, but no. He didn't hear what you were saying, he was going away.
Yeah. I can probably open the curtains, it's like sunny outside. Well, sunny except for all the clouds. It's one of those grey days, you know? A day that's completely grey. It's just
check
grey.
I look outside because you're talking about the sun. I look to see if I got the sun. No sun, but I got snow. Fuck me.
Snow! Oh, you have snow? We haven't had snow this entire year. 2020, no snow. None.
No, this year you probably not have snow, but I not have last year or this year snow.
Yeah.
No, I have it in the I have snow in last earlier, but not after the summer.
The what?
not snow after summer last
year.
Oh.
So, yeah, it doesn't snow after summer, yeah. I'm just going to get some other stuff I need to survive.
So you got your water. You was fast
I got my water. It was just on the table, and there was...
Oh, you need to reach out for water, you were so fast.
No, I had to run all the way to the table, which I can see from here. It's like two rooms away. So, yeah, I'm hiding in the very back room of that entire house. And then there's an old bathroom we don't use anymore. And the eating space. And in the eating space, there's a tap. And there was my glass. So I had a glass.
Yeah, so you need get to run, get for the water tap, get water, yeah. And then run back to the computer.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yes.
Yeah, if you have something you need in D&D, if you have something in Minecraft but you can't really stop, then that's how it goes. You just pray nothing happens to you when you're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was always funny when I come back and I see a creeper.
Oh, that's the worst. You know, shall I describe my Minecraft my most greatest accomplishment of Minecraft till now in survival? It's the literal worst. It's in 1.16.4 at the moment, and it's so there's this mountain. I live in a mountain, and I tried to make it look
so
nice.
So, have you played since 1.6?
1.16.
Oh, 16.
1.16.4. No, I actually started playing at 1.12. That's very late. Of course, I was like 4 when the game originally came out, like, well, not the original, not 1.0, but like when it was started to get created and that kind of stuff, alpha, beta, whatever. That was 2009, I think, maybe.
Yeah, I was.
Maybe I was 5, but.
Yeah, I was late to the game. I started in 9.8 was my first version.
What was added then?
You had the nether, you have creative.
So you just got creative. That's way before I started.
Like, you have the miniature.
I started in 1.12. That was the one before the aquatic update. That was the one with
so funny,
different colors of sheep.
I stopped playing new version and 12. 1.12. The first version you played is right before I stopped playing it.
Yeah, I look at
so
like...
we have exactly the same difference.
Yeah, I was already, I knew about Minecraft, like, in the way beginning, not way beginning, but, like, there was redstone, there was pistons, there was minecarts, powered wheel, that kind of stuff. Not a lot, no observers, I think, yet, but there was, yeah, the Minecraft handbook. A redstone updated handbook had just come out. I remember that. It was new. And that's when I... that was the last thing I remember from being, like, really into Minecraft. Except from Minecraft Pi. I was... I asked for Minecraft. I got Minecraft. Minecraft Pi. Which, if you have ever played Minecraft Pi, is supposed to be a coding thing, not a non-coding thing.
That was one of the subtle tricks my dad tried to use and failed miserably to get us to program more.
So it's your fault of it can people that sometimes in this place, or did I misunderstand something in the...
My father is has stuff on HBR. It's because of him that I'm here right now.
What is his nick on this place, Ben?
I know people. I think it's just Ken Fallon. I think, like, I have my real name on this. It's my real name. I used my real name for my thing. I haven't got a cool nickname yet. Not like all the cool kids.
I have my real name too.
Oh, cool.
Or my initial.
Then I would be PEF. Everyone would just call me PJ, which they do already. Like, I have some weird nickname. Yeah, no, they're just too weird. Let's continue talking about the thing we were talking before, because the weird nicknames are way weirder than just PJ.
Yeah. Both thing on the side went to the same thing. Woohoo!
I've got the space, and I usually play in creative. But basically it's I built in the side of a mountain, and I made a nice mine thing with logs. I think the old retro style, you know, with the logs and the planks and the cobble. I think it can really be brought back into the mainstream, you know? It's people don't use it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's now all about concrete and
The thing I I mostly play one version because it has a bug in it that I use. I like it very much, and it got the bug fixed by the next version. So I stick to one older version. So 1.8.9 is the version I stay on all my newer servers.
1.8.9?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm just... So, have you even played 1.13?
I've not played past 1.11.
1.11. Wow.
That is the newest version I've played ever.
So you haven't even met parrots?
I looked at the different videos for intros for all of the new versions.
Yeah.
The videos in Minecraft give us introduce different things. I've seen those, but not real play.
I started playing. I made an obsidian shack in creative to protect from the creepers in 1.12. And the game has changed so much since then that the village, which I called home, which I spammed with villagers, has just it completely broke. Or no villager had a trade anymore. The villages were revamped, so I couldn't live in a village anymore. But I still did, and there was a river. It was a crazy world. I tried all the best stuff to protect my villagers and the one wandering trader I once captured. Yeah. You haven't even met wandering traders yet. Really. You should try 1.16.4 or 1.17 when it comes out. That will be... It's going to be this summer. It's going to be a long wait, but it's... From what we have already, it's enough to fill a small update.
Yeah, I'm kind of more into old games kind of style.
Yeah, I would be too young to know them.
I'm really into getting and trying to get some friends to play with me but it's taking forever to get the people to play with me. I'm still... Well,
what's it called?
No. Oops. I said something, and then I said something, and I forgot to kind of point out something. So, sorry. I'm not totally... I'm like you, jumping. Ruffling in my head, not ruffling in my saying. Start ruffling in my head. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Because you asked the question, so I understand. I start ruffling in my head.
Yeah, that's how I waffle. It's professional waffling.
Yeah, and you pointed out I ruffle in my head, and I didn't realize it before you pointed it out. Sorry. So I'm still talking about Minecraft as my old game. It's the newest game I have ever played, but it's the old version is kind of, for you, it's an old game because you never played the last version. I have some friends that said they wanted to join my server, and each year it's getting worse and worse to join our old server.
You said 1.8, right?
Yeah, one.
Well, 1.8, that's right before the 1.8.9, that's right before the 1.9 update. And that was a massive update. The people from the UHC people and stuff, all the people who like the old combat, are still playing that version, I think.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. You're one of those people who like the old combat with the right-click sword where you can kind of block stuff.
Yeah, that is the version.
Spam-clicking. You know, they're trying to bring spam clicking back.
No, but I don't play it for that. I played for a bug. If you if you want to travel fast, legally travel fast without cheat, you kind of sign on cheat. But you can then right click on the minecart, and you can go very fast through the land in minecarts. It's a bug that I really get really hooked into, and I have a whole world that you can take 1 second to travel like 1,000 blocks in a second.
Wow, that's even better than Enderpearl stasis chamber.
Yeah, so it's kind of portal, that's slow stuff.
You know, there is another way. It's definitely not as fast as such a bug, but you can fly.
You can
go pretty fast. There's a tunnel design you use.
Up to 4 blocks each time you click. So if you have a cheat click on, you get it in 10 seconds. That is what I talk about, but I doesn't click fast enough.
Okay. Well,
but I then have full control. I can each click. I can very fast travel wherever I want to go. And if I to click too much, then to click back, then I want to step off.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The new version after it. Instead of you, each time you click, you get wait 10 to 20 seconds before you can click again.
That's annoying.
Yeah, so annoying. I was hating it so much. I just go back, and now I have 4 words in that version. And each time I try something new, the bug I hate is fixed, and I hate it.
Yeah.
A very specific bug fix, kind of.
Yeah, I don't think it's something Mojang would allow back into the game. Unless they could make it where if you had spent literal hours doing some or weeks or years or whatever, like playing the on the server that it's like that's like rarer than Netherite to be able to do such a thing. By the way, so Netherite is pretty rare.
It go as fast as it go faster than normal flight in Creative.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah.
Does it go as fast as that one by one tunnel where you crouch in and you have Depth Strider, Soul Speed 3, Speed 2, and Dolphin's Grace?
What does Dolphin Gates effect
that,
do?
That makes you very fast. It's given by dolphins.
Oh, so it's around 20% extra speed, or does it even more? And
I don't know. If you definitely, there are some which really bug out. If you, it's a kind of buggy thing, but you have to do it when swimming because dolphins. Am I right? But if you get a lot of them, you can really build up some speed. But if you
so
basically,
stack.
Yeah. But if someone has designed a tunnel, which was supposed to be patched, but it isn't, which is an incredible fast way to move around Minecraft, and I saw this design. It's very easy.
Dead. I just said, yeah. It's not fun to watch games, but it's fun to talk about games. Like,
yeah.
You and me do.
I do enjoy watching games.
I don't enjoy watching games so much, but I enjoy talking games like you and me do right now.
Yeah, it's definitely enjoyable. Yeah.
But I don't enjoy D&D, but I like the kind of introduction. I'm not sure if it called in the talk around the game like this.
Well,
we talk about a world with not no character kind of sunlight in.
Yeah, D&D is basically talking about an imaginary world, but then it's a bit like playing Minecraft, but with other people, the villagers were actually competent people, and instead of having a keyboard, you just talked to do stuff.
Yeah. So not before you can talk yourself through Minecraft is your Minecraft version you like.
Yeah, I am looking forward for the new version because they are adding infinite lava sources. Have you seen that infinite lava sources? Better than the Nether.
You know, Podrick, I think if you get yourself a good, what do they call it? An IDK, an integrated, like, you know, a software environment for building code. I think you'd get so into that because my brother plays Minecraft, and I have another brother, actually much older, and he used to be into electronics and building amplifiers for his electric guitar. And I was in the next room painting toy soldiers for a game, you know, like a Warhammer game. And we were both using the same skills, fine motor skills and tiny work and paying attention to detail, only he ended up like knowing electronics and I just had a lot of toy soldiers. But it's the same kind of thing. So I think if you get a good code, if you get into coding, like constructing, putting pieces of computer code together with an IDK, as they call it, or an IDE, it's like a game. If you're excited about infinite lava, you can get excited about easily constructing graphical applications or radio applications or something. Just an idea.
You know, I tried to get into it.
It doesn't sound like you sold them that point.
I tried to get into it, but I kind of, I enjoy other stuff more, like history and biology. And it's clearly for the fact that one thing is killing another thing, albeit a creature or a massive army. Doesn't matter.
As long as someone dies, you're happy.
Yes. Yes, and it's fascinating the way how they kill
stuff. One way you can learn about the programming is killing something killing something off.
Yeah.
So if you really get to learn it, your daddy doesn't have any computer left because you start killing them off.
Turtle, you're very quiet.
Or you could be writing a simulation about biology and having those creatures eat each other if you are interested in biology and want to learn some coding.
Can you repeat that?
I was terrible connection. No, I was just thinking you are interested in biology and want to learn a bit coding, combine things with some sort of biology.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's actually very cool. Yeah, it's probably very hard, but I had a look at some of them, and that's very cool. Like, having an actual simulation. I saw this thing once, and there's this guy, this crazy guy, and he decides to just, hey, let's go build a world and evolve all the creatures from scratch, and he did that. He just he didn't know how to make the world, so he grabbed a friend and told him to make the world, and then he did, and then he could just two body plans, and suddenly you have an eight armed gibbon swinging from the treetops trying to catch flying slug creatures with tentacles. Really? No, I'm not making this up. He actually made a series on YouTube, and it's, yeah. I showed it to mom and dad, and they were like, this is secret biology. They are trying to force you into learning biology. And I just didn't care because it was so interesting. It's really interesting.
There are quite a few video games where you can set off your organism, aren't there? And it will evolve in environment.
Spore is one of them. I used to play a lot of Spore when I was in Elon, one of the schools, which basically shut you off from the outside world because they thought it would help. It didn't, but they thought it might. They also gave everyone laptops, because why not give a whole bunch of crazy autistic kids laptops? Yeah, obvious things happened. No one was learning anything, but we were all playing Spore. Well, at least I was playing Spore, and my friends were also playing Spore.
Sounds like good learning to me.
So it's Spore a multiplayer game?
No, all single player games next to each other.
Oh. So you was looking at each other how to
play. We were in conversation about the games we were playing, and sometimes we were playing different games, and then I was like, I want to play the game they are playing because I'm not playing that game. And then we would have the same conversation about two different games, which would just be confusing. And that would be less boring than going outside and doing something. Literally, that was the most boring place on Earth. They didn't have anything. It was just a car park underneath, so you couldn't do anything over there. It was boring. Have I mentioned it was boring?
Me?
A couple of times.
No, you need to waffle about your boring school life.
Yeah, I have had a weird school life. I started at a terrible school, so my parents said, okay, you're not going at that school, you have to move right away, we can't wait for the other school to open, which will hopefully be the right school. So I had to go to one school, which was a very nice school, but it was under my level, so I had to leave after half a year.
So you were too smart for them?
No, they needed extra help. They were like a special, like for dyslexia, helping with that, or something else.
You had too high IQ for the normal.
I wouldn't say IQ, but I was in a class which was
too high function.
I was in the next class. You basically have like classes which count from 1 to 8. I was in class 6 with the class 7. So, and then after that year, I went to the Elon school where they, it was basically, they tried their best. They tried their best, but they utterly failed at being a good school. If
what
you don't
did you call it a school?
I went to that school, yeah.
No, what do you call it?
Elon, that was their name. It was especially for smart autistic kids, yet they didn't understand the smart and autistic, apparently. Well, some teachers did, yet some other staff members didn't, and it was together with another school in the same building, and it was it's very weird.
I spent some time in a special educational needs school. I was what they call a dinner lady, but I studied education before that. I came to teach, and it is quite, there's everybody's different. Whether, I don't need to talk about it.
Yeah, like...
So, was you working or was you patient?
Funny you should say that, because, this is true. I don't know if you need to get into it. So, yeah, I trained to teach, but then I finished I didn't complete my teacher training because I was suspended from my university. But never mind, my course was suspended, but we don't need to. So then later in my life, I got a job as what we call a dinner lady, a lunchtime supervisory assistant. So I was looking after the children having their dinner, in a special educational needs school. Well, for autistic people, they would call it back then. This was 20 years ago. But whilst I was there, I was taken into a room by an aromatherapist who used to attend the school. And she said to me, she said, "You are high functioning autistic." And I had this conversation with her. "No, I'm a dinner lady." And I don't think I'm a dinner lady. I applied for a job at the job center and they sent me here, kind of a thing. So it was quite bizarre. But yeah, she was telling me how I was high functioning autistic. I don't know where she got the idea from or who she was talking to, but they terminated my job there, right? And then another member of the school asked me back to teach English to one of the students there. So, life is interesting.
Yeah. I'm definitely high functioning autistic. But their solution on problems with the kids there was basically shut them off from the outside world, let them have no social contact, give them all laptops that will certainly cure everything. There will be one teacher per class. And there's only going to be one capable teacher in the school because all the kids trust that teacher, but not the other teachers. That's what happened. Also, there are children are not allowed to take responsibility for their actions. That's a big no-no, and no one's going to question why, because autistic people can't do that, even though that's my frequently most asked question. That was their stance on autism. So yeah, got out of there, and then I went to the school where I'm now, and it's pretty good school.
So it's not meant for autistic people,
the school I'm at now? No.
Yeah.
No,
I've been in and out of the whole thing. My mom found out I need to be aesthetic, and she got me into a school back and forth. So no, the whole horrible system. Around 20 years ago. It's probably much better now. I hope.
Yeah, they try. It works for some people. It doesn't work for other people. It didn't work for me.
If you're hung functioning, it's horrible.
It was, this school was meant for high functioning autistic kids.
Yeah. So the place I was going, it was meant for high functioning, but it was given cake each day.
Yeah, my mom
hated it. It cannot stop nagging them about all the different things they're doing wrong. And the only thing I was saying, all the different, my teacher was doing wrong with me.
Yeah, the
7 years non-going.
Yeah, school, like, I don't understand why they had that. It's clear that the students are smart enough to understand that if there are no consequences for the actions, they can just throw stuff at the teacher and they won't be given a punishment, which happened. It actually happened.
It's part of the learning curve, isn't it? If that happened in public, then there would definitely be a lot of comeback. So, but it's hard classroom because, one action brings another action, and maybe the person wants to keep their job, and it's difficult.
No, this wasn't. This was just a stupid kid. Throwing a literal stool.
Happened in my high school.
Good morning and happy new year.
Good morning.
So have you just gotten your new year right now, Tony?
I'm guessing maybe Tony went to bed and woke up.
Not sure how all the time zone works. So for an hour he was on time zone that just got a new year.
Right.
And he vanishes.
But yeah. Someone threw a stool at the teacher, wounding the teacher, and no one did anything about it. So we got out of there and we never turned back. Luckily, my friends also got out of there, so everything's fine.
Yeah, that happened in high school for me. Someone was throwing something on the teacher, and teacher didn't do anything.
That's weird. No, this kid definitely got sent to the person in charge of the school. Yeah, the person in charge of the school did nothing. He didn't do anything.
Can anyone hear me?
Yeah, they can hear you.
Loud
last
and
time
clear,
too.
Except it's not very loud.
No, but he's not the most quiet one of all the guys being here today.
Yeah, definitely not the quietest. It's just not the loudest.
Not the loudest. I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
Because the loudest one...
I can't hear you. I don't know what's going on. I'll have to check you.
Oh, that's weird. I'm going to message
you
them in
telling us
chat.
You're hearing you.
I'm going to message him saying, we can hear you.
So now all of the people that follow talk has said it to him.
So I guess if you want to stop people throwing stools around, there is more than one way to go about it.
Yeah, and if you want it, yeah, it. Then again, I've been to some good schools, like a good school. So good that the headmistress left to go to go to the pension, and they renamed the street thingy after her. She was so good. That was pretty good.
Tony connected, but nobody's talking.
Yeah. You know, I think I'm going to leave at what would be for me 10, which is in 4 minutes.
Yeah, going to get something to eat.
Yeah, probably going to stop waffling, maybe.
Enjoy your day, Patrick.
Yeah, you guys too. Hopefully I'll see you guys.
I thought I said goodbye to you, but you joined.
Oh, no, I was just gonna get something to drink.
I thought you was going for your food. You were talking about your food and you left. And I thought, okay, I need to find someone else to talk to.
Yeah, no, decided I didn't go to the food. Yeah.
And that bus, when you return, he's... I was kind of yelling out, "There's someone here!" And kind of trying to get people to talk when you left. And that was when the moment you read on and start to talk, all people talk. It was impossible to hear anything.
Yeah, I've been just here, sitting here, waffling for hours and hours and hours, and no one, and a few people have been waffling with me. It's been you, KDG, one of Spoons, 09. Is it an L or a 1? I think it's an L. Isn't it an L?
It's an L or a big I.
Yeah, big guy maybe. Because there was Moss. Don't forget
the
Moss.
L and big I is the same letter in my text.
That's true. That's
I think
true.
He said 09L or somebody earlier. I think I would guess an L.
Yeah. Oh, 09L. Yeah, I would guess an L too. Yeah, and of course, Moss. Moss was there too. Yeah, that's about the people who've been talking a lot when I was on.
Yeah, Moss was talking very little, and I'm being on.
And but I've been.
You have been talking very long. I'm being on.
Yeah,
because
most
I was
people
thinking...
have just been talking to me, and because I've been holding down my caps lock continuously for the last. For the last, well, hour or something, just because...
You have put yeah. the talk on, but you should, you could just switch it to continuously, because you...
Yeah, no, I don't feel like it, and I don't know how, so, yeah.
Yeah, you doesn't feel like it, but...
Yeah.
Sunlight, as long as you have been talking, you probably...
Wow. Yeah, I've been talking, we've been talking about a lot. Like, I'm going to go now, but we started, like, when I started, it was midnight.
So then 8 hours ago, or 9 hours
10 hours ago for me. It's been 10 hours. Little less, because I've also been outside and that kind of stuff, and...
No, you didn't talk 10 hours ago, because... That's
didn't talk
the time
10 hours
I
ago, but I did listen in 10 hours ago. It's
oh,
been,
so
like,
you stopped
8 hours.
And then I joined, probably.
Yeah. It's been like 8 hours more, like.
Yeah, more well, 8 hours. Owned.
I'm going to.
Last 5 hours or 6 hours, you solo talking with someone.
Bye.
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 Have a good dinner or
thank
breakfast
you.
Or whatever breakfast. You want to call it. Good morning.
Mid-morning snack. Good morning. And is it a Happy New Year or something? It's 10 o'clock. Whatever. Well, bye.
Bye.
Hopefully 2021 will not be a 2020. Or
yeah.
worse.
See you in a D&D game.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. So one of the spoons.
Hello. So am I still audible?
Yeah, I can still hear you. I wanted to just kind of, if I doesn't talk on, I'm so tired, if I doesn't talk, I doesn't talk, and I just cannot stay on.
Don't worry about it, I've got a lot of things to do. I'll switch between headphones, I'll just pop in when it's interesting.
Yeah, no, I kind of, because you've been most on, I thought, okay, I'm going to poke the bear that's been most active the last 4 hours.
I don't think you. So. No. Oh, I see. Apart from Podrick.
Yeah, because he is leaving and I need to poke the next bear that's been most active, and that's you. You doesn't think you've been active, but I always look for the second one if one leaves, because I cannot be on Mumble and having a quiet time.
Are you what else are you doing? I'm thinking this might be ideal activity for being half asleep, you know,
yeah.
lying down or something.
I am sitting in my chair and having a mumble full screen on my computer.
I gotcha. So I was trying to read other things, but it's quite, I'm not accustomed to people talking and usually will involve myself in that conversation, you know? But if I want to concentrate on electronics or sorting my house out, then I can't be, I need something to get into. And a conversation is too, it requires too much attention and concentration.
Yeah, I cannot do a mumble and something else. I have a hard time doing multitasking. If I doesn't talk at all, then I can halfway do it. But if I doing the poke in a word here and there, that doesn't work for me. I cannot multitask like that. Some people in here can do it. I cannot do it. And it sounds like you do have problem doing it.
It depends on the activity, you know, like there's some things, if you're gardening, if you're washing
and,
up or something.
Talking kind of. Cyanide.
Yeah, I can't eat and talk. It's bad.
No. But I can listen in and then stop eating little and then say a word and then start eating again.
Right. I think also if you're all doing the same thing, then you can talk about that and do it. Or if you have some activity which doesn't require, you know, you're just packing stuff, it's always the same. You could join in a conversation. So at work I listen to a podcast and it's quite complicated, but if I'm just cleaning something, sweeping, you know, then it's no bother at all. I can do my job very well, but also get a lot of good information. There's no way I could do a complicated task and listen to a podcast.
Yeah, kind of. Are you one of the programmer? You sound like that, the way you kind of dragging on the DA thing.
did you say programming? Am I a programmer?
Yeah.
I did, well, so
you
I did.
Like you want to kind of get the dragon on it, programming.
Dragon?
Pandragon Dragig. Probably better his name. You probably pronounce it right.
Because he said it, Padre. It said it's Irish, but it's also Nederlander.
Yeah.
Patrick. English people would say Patrick. They soften the D, I think, in Ireland, and maybe, well, I can't say for sure. I would have said Padraig.
Yeah. And he says because. And read it Norwegian and then pronounce it Norwegian. And that's why I butcher all the names. Each time I need to read something I've not read before, I always butcher them in Norwegian to English. Sometimes I try to English them, and they got just horrible because not my language, and not I try to English them. So I get my own language that doesn't. I make words that does not exist anywhere. Because
I think it's okay if you're using, you know, parts of words in that language. So if you're using parts of English words, then you'll be understood. It's just a function of language generally.
Yeah, it's the moment I need to pronounce something that I know what is in my language, but I try to English them without a translation. And I end up need to write it out in the little text box. I'm very happy about the text box. Without it, I'd probably be very stuck sometimes.
Yeah, I've been learning Russian for a few years, and I have a Russian parent, like a teacher now. She's a friend of mine, and that helps a lot. But yeah, to have, say, Google Translate with their speech, you know, say that word, it helps a lot.
Yeah, so guess where my good English is from?
Do you mean how did you learn it, or
yeah,
from where? I don't know.
Have you heard about an application called Mumble?
Yes. So did you just listen to people?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So my whole English, how to pronounce the thing is from Mumble.
Ah, but did you learn the language from somewhere else, I guess, because I would need a lot of pictures to learn any words.
Yeah, I have Games.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.